Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The razz everywhere is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash you need. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, peace and greetings. I want to say welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are, and you know what time it is. It is time for the remix. Wow. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. It is so good to be here live with you guys right here in the forum. 2013, here we are, January the 11th, and we're live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening from all over the world, and good to have everyone here. I see you guys are all lined up on the phone lines, and it's so good to have you guys here with me. I have missed you so much. We have so much to cover tonight. So much to talk about, but there is things that we will also get done to. We'll have a lot of fun and just really do what we do because it's the remix time. And for those of you who are out there listening, and I know we have some first-time listeners, it is so good to have you guys in the house tonight. I want to say welcome to the seen and the unseen. So good to have you guys in the forum tonight with us. Welcome. Let me also go ahead and give you guys some cosmic direction so you can bring yourself over and join us here live in chat. If you have not experienced chat in the remix, oh my goodness, shame on you. It is something that you definitely must do right here in the remix live, and what better day to do it because it's a powerful day today and we're going to be talking about that. But let me give you those cosmic directions so you can get yourself on over here. And you can join us here live in the forum with the rest of the Remix family. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, all one word, The Remix, and come on in. It takes about 5 minutes or less than 5 minutes to sign up. All you have to do is look at the very, very bottom where it says sign up or sign in. Click that, tell us who you are, and you're able to participate in chat. I see that there's even been some upgrades over here, even in our chat forum. So if you want to make it whatever season it is for you, these are some of the things that we talked about in past shows. You can change the season, do cool things with the font, you know, send smiley faces, kisses, and hearts. And I see all the love out there going as everyone welcomes everyone here in the remix. This is actually the first show that I'm doing here, oh my goodness, in 2013. So much has been going on, but we'll have enough time to get into that and to talk about that. I want to hear from you guys. We're going to be doing a vision, a spirit quest tonight. How cool is that? We're going to be talking about how to open your abundance gateways, how to talk about that. I'm going to give you some energy. Some universal energy that we're going to be tapping into, and we're going to be doing this in a way that we haven't done it before, so I'm really, really excited about that. It's so many things that are going on, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Can I just say that? I don't even know. And, of course, we're going to do some reading tonight. We're going to get to that. Do some Q&A if we can get to that. We're going to talk about guests who are coming up, some that you guys know and you love that's coming up, and then also some that you guys may never have heard before that hasn't been on the platform that's going to be joining us here in the forum tonight. But welcome, you guys. Oh, my goodness. So You know, on this day, because this is a pretty special day, not only just a woo-woo day, a special day, and we're going to be making some announcements tonight about some things with the remix that's going to be coming up. And you guys are going to love this. You're going to love it. It's lots of changes that's going on with the remix, and you guys are going to love these changes. You're going to love these changes that are going on with the remix. So, yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to really love these changes that are going on. And what else? Oh, my goodness. I just feel like I have a million things to tell you guys. So rather than me just getting into a million things, let's listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, because what would that be without hearing that? I'm going to let you guys know what has been going on in my psycho, sexy, cool kind of world, and get to hear from you guys and, you know, do what we do. It's the remix, baby.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Woo! And that is so true. If nothing else moves you, whoo, damn if life don't move you. So, there's been a lot of movements going on. And we're going to talk about that. So, I'm going to kind of give you guys the skinny. All right? I'm going to put a little background music on because, you know, tonight. Can you guys hear me okay? Can y'all hear me clear? Can y'all hear me? Y'all can hear me. Y'all feeling me out there? All right. Now, check this out. So, lots of things have gone on. You guys know, going all the way back to November, around Thanksgiving, I had a situation with my son, and my son took ill and was sick and was in the hospital in critical care for quite some time. And we kind of made it through that. He's still in the recovery process. And as we continued to move, then my mother got ill. My mother took it. And after my mother took it, she was in the hospital. And she was critically ill. So it was a whole lot of things going on so many different levels. So many different things, you guys. A lot of different things. I'm going to turn this down just a little bit. But I do. Okay, let's see if you guys can hear me better now. I really want this to play, but maybe we'll do this in just a moment. Yes. Okay, so we're gonna take the click off for just a moment. But I wanted you guys to know. I wanted you guys to know there is absolutely hands down, and trust me, January the 11th, 2013, there ain't nothing like the remix, nothing like you guys, nothing like the click, you know? I know how we feel about groups and understanding, but we are not just a group that gets together. This is not about this. This is not about some human stuff. This is not what this is about at all. Absolutely nothing. Nothing like that. But I felt you guys' energy. I felt your love. And that gave me the strength that I needed through these very, very challenging times that I was going through. And so I know that if I felt it, if I tapped into it, I know that you guys tapped into it too. And I was able to, a few times, to be able to jump on to Facebook and to Twitter, and I see that you guys have been helping each other out. And that did me so well. You don't know how well that did me. We all have those things that really just help us. That just was amazing. That was amazing for me. So I thank you guys, and I love you guys for that. And it's just been amazing. We're going to try the music again because I really put a lot into that. But I want to go on to the point of what I'm saying and really just to understand this the music that I'm playing and why I chose this particular song. Because we're just not a group that gets together. That's not what we are. We are magic makers. And so much of what's going on a cosmic level, so much changes that have happened in the universe over these last years has been due to the magic makers. And you guys are the magic makers. I'm a magic maker, and you guys are magic makers, because we're living our life with a purpose. We're living our lives with a purpose. So that makes us magic makers. So we're the magic makers of 2013 and beyond. You understand? So we know our magic, and we're magic makers. And so tonight, that's what this theme is all about. It's about us coming together, the magic makers of not just this world, but worlds beyond. And that's a big part of what we're going to be covering here tonight. So, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number for the remix. We're going to be doing all kinds of things here tonight, the magic makers that we are, as we continue this quest. But I want to do a little bit of reflection. And the reason I want to do that reflection and why that's important is because I want you to start thinking about the month January. January in itself is a month that is a reflection. It's about looking at the past and moving forward to the future. And that's what we're doing. We're looking at the past and we're moving towards the future. But here's something I don't want anybody to forget, and I know you guys know this, so I'm just going to be that little reminder here for you. Literally, everything that was done for 6 months, all 6 months of last year, was to prepare you for 2013 and beyond. Everything that we did, all the work that we put in. So while there were those out there in the world who thought that we weren't going to be here and that the world was going to end, that was never the reality that I gave you guys or that was given to you here on the remix. I prepared you for the real shift, which was an internal shift that was going to happen from within. Now stay with me. Check this out. You passed the test because you're here. So now, you say to yourself, is that it? No more work to do? No. Plenty of work to still do. And we're going to be getting it in. We're going to be getting it in, and we're going to be doing that starting tonight. Because as magic makers, you are now taking on a whole nother level of responsibility. And I'm going to hold you accountable for that responsibility because I know you guys hold me accountable for my responsibility. So we're going to be taking it up, not a notch. I don't believe in notches. I don't know about you guys. But we're going to be taking it up to a whole nother dimension. And I'm not talking that woo-woo stuff. You know, some people are saying we're in the fifth dimension, sixth dimension, seventh dimension, eighth dimension, ninth dimension, tenth dimension, first dimension, right below the second dimension. None of that matters. That absolutely does not matter. None of it. But what does matter is where you can truly take your divine conscious level. And that's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about where that energy is going to go. Because everything that is going on is about that internal flight. You know, everything. You know, we're weaving our energy with our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and everything that we do. You know? So, magic makers, we're going to be getting it in tonight. Getting it in tonight. In a very, very big way, because there's so many different gateways that are going to be opening up and so many different things. So we're going to be talking about all of these things, continuously talking about energy. You guys know how I love energy. I love the chakras. I feel the whole world has everything wrong when it comes to emotions, because it all is about how you truly feel. This is what's causing the ripples and the waves in this universe. We're going to talk about how that's impacting and affecting so many people, ourselves included, because that's who it's for first, as we continue to move forward, as we continue to move ourselves forward. And this is the month to really kick it off. The energy is here. The love is here. The caring is here. We have everything that we need. It's all within our reach. And the universe has divinely lined up for us. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of excited about that. I am kind of excited about that. So we're going to take care of some housekeeping things. Oh, peace and greetings to you guys. Welcome to the remix tonight. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and I just want to say peace and love to everyone out there, especially our international listeners. I think at this time we have about 36 different countries listening from all over the world, Brazil, Africa, three different continents that's out there, Australia, the continent of Africa, of course, everyone who's living here in the West, and we can name just about every single state, but places like Brazil, Belize, you know, places like Amsterdam, the UK, much love to them, lots of listeners in the UK, listening from places like Mauritania, people listening from places like Japan, the brother Mark, who's in Japan. People listening from China, Belgium, Germany, Italy, France, Spain. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And every single day that I get an email or I connect with you guys in an energy healing session or we're doing a reading, you know, it is very profound and transforming, that connection, because that connection has really just weaved itself around the world. It really has. These grid points that we have, you know, we talked about, you know, all of the pyramids that our ancestors set up all over this globe to really send the transmission from one dimension to another dimension, from one universe to another universe to different planets. Well, that transmission of the universe has been felt and heard by those all over the globe, all over the world, in the cosmos, and everywhere else. So it's just an amazing time, and I'm just very, very thankful to be present and to be connected with all of you magic makers out there in the remix, because you guys have really, really been putting in the work, and we did a lot of work last year. So I always want to encourage you, whether this is your very first remix shows that you are listening to, or maybe you've been listening for 3 years, 4 years. I had some people recently contact us, me and Sister Manya, and they've been listening for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, you know. Whenever that is, wherever you are on your path and your journey, I just want to invite you here in the space of love. You know, I think of this place almost like our sacred little space in the cosmos, where you come in and instantly when you step into the energy of the remix, your vibration and your energy level just immediately goes up. And so it's amazing to have you guys here along with all of the remix guests. I also want to tell you guys, I want to say thank you to everyone. I want to talk about the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, and I want to talk about that. If you're new and you're not familiar with the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, let me tell you how to get yourself over there so you can take a look. www.nsblueblast.com/cards is where you're going to go. And you can see brothers and sisters all over the world. Now, for those of you who ordered the deck during the holiday time, the company that makes the decks, I know Miss Blue can do a lot of things, but Miss Blue is not making the decks. They kind of went on a vacation break all the way up until after the new year. And so remember that we send orders out once a week. And so depending on when that order went in, when your order went in or came out, you should have gotten it back. But they're picking up the orders that were kind of right before what we know here as Christmas there. But if you have any questions, you can always email me at question4blue@gmail.com, and we can just assure you, you're going to get your deck. And so I know that everyone is just, it's a couple of people who ordered during that time. You know, they're still kind of backed up. It's a lot of orders that went out. And so, but I can assure you, your deck is made for you. So each one of those decks, it really was a divine process. And you can go back and listen to the show for the Know Your Magic Oracle decks. They were divinely made for you. And so you will get your deck. I can assure you of that. So we're on top of that. And so I just want to remind you guys, if you don't have that, this is a great tool to really begin to have that. Let me tell you something that I don't believe. I know a lot of times I always try to stay on the flip side and telling you guys about what I do believe. But now I want to tell you what I don't believe. I don't believe, even though we have all of this conscious energy that now is available to everyone on the planet, that instantly, overnight, that our vibration is just going to change. I mean, as the planet Earth, I love Earth. I do. This is a great school to come back to. And for those of you who've had the Akashic Record reading, and you know me, we've been back here quite a few times. But I love Earth because it's an opportunity to learn and grow and to continue to move myself forward each and every time that I've come back to Earth, like many of you. But this is one of the lowest planets in the vibration. These changes are not just automatic. Some things will happen by osmosis, and we can see that when we begin to look at the media and we begin to look at things that are happening around us. But instantly, you're not going to turn into the magnificent, even though you are. But those who have not worked through a lot of things, you're not instantly without doing any kind of work. And really, the work is really to understand what we all have truly forgotten, and that is simply that there's absolutely not a damn thing wrong with you. Isn't that some shit? We're doing all this work to realize that we were perfect and exact when we got here. Yeah, ain't that something? We're doing all of this just to remember that we don't need to do all of this. That's a hell of an oxymoron. But it's a part of the agreement that we all, if you're here, we all accept it to be a part of. But that's not going to happen overnight, you see. We're making this progress, but when we begin to look out into the world, we're still going to see those things. The very last show that I did, it was with the brother Bilal, who does astronomy. Very powerful show. If you haven't downloaded that show, along with the rest of all the remix shows, because we talked about some of the predictions for 2013. And I'm going to give you some more here, and I'm also going to give you some dates to begin to look at. We talked about a lot of those things. We're still going to see, which is something that I said at the beginning of 2012, as we move ourselves forward, we're still going to see acts of fire because we're still very, very much engulfed in a lot of the energy that has to do with the sacral chakra. This is about emotions. This is about emotions flowing. It's about your emotions coming through. It's about sexual energy, so lots of creativity going on. This is really going to be a very innovative year that we're coming up in. And by the way, here's another thing I don't believe. I don't believe in years anymore. Yeah, kind of not. I know that sounds crazy right now, but I don't believe in years anymore. I don't believe in years. And I told you guys earlier this year that soon we're going to have to go to a different calendar, and I believe we're going to go back to adopting to almost a 13-month calendar. You understand? And the reason I say that is because here's something else. Here's a channel that really came through, and I want you guys to understand this. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this channel. I'm going to try to not be too long-winded, but I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. I feel like you're my friend, that for some reason we just haven't connected ourselves with each other. And now we get a chance to talk, and you said, go first, Glue, go first. You say you talk first, and I'm trying to get everything in before it's your turn. That's how I feel, like I have so much to tell you. So I'll try to make a long story short, put it to you that way. But I really believe that we'll eventually go to the 13-month calendar. And then also, one of the things that Brother Bilal talked about in the show is recognizing what season you're in. This is why I don't believe in years. Because some of you right now are truly in spring. Some of you are in spring. It's a very new time for you. It's a new beginning. You know, everything is just sunny and bright. It's springtime for you. And some of you right now are in winter. So it's time for you to really, really go deep within. It's time for you to take a look and do reflections. And see, we know that as above, so below, so a lot of things internally that's happening with us, we see these reflections outside. So I've talked to you guys from all around the country, all over the globe, and you've told me that where you are at different times, that this is very, very unusual weather for where you're living at. So this is the seasons are all getting kind of twisted and mixed up, you understand? And the reason for that is because we have to really get back to following our own internal clocks that are going on within us. And that's where the vibration is really moving to. So one of the things that I talked about all last year, that everything was really kind of based upon, was getting you to get that focus to be able to attune yourself. You know, I hear people who send me emails and sometimes in sessions, they say, well, you know, Ms. Blue, we're moving to a time where we no longer need crystals. We no longer need oracle cards. We no longer need anything. The only thing that we need right now is our melanin. We've heard this story before. We've heard this. But once you begin to understand that very, very basic principle, basic principle that all is one, then you don't have to separate yourself from anything because everything is you. But, you know, I don't want to fool you. That takes a lot of guts. That takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to be able to say that I'm responsible for my reality. That takes some hell of a guts. So I can understand why people want to shy away from taking responsibility for where they are. I can understand. I can understand why you say you don't need these things until some shit happens, and then you need everything. Then you need everything. You're trying to pull out all stops to get everything. The fact of the matter is that even though we're individuals, nobody came back here to do this all by themselves. That's just the truth of the matter. No one. No one came back here to do this all by themselves. So I say this to you. It is so many tools out here available that can keep you current as a magic maker. As a magic maker, keep you current in your magic, keep you current in your work. I have doctors, I have lawyers, psychologists, researchers, teachers, mothers, fathers, children, babies, teachers, who all are using different tools. This is the time to really get yourself into the position so that you can begin to elevate your consciousness. And I want to tell you guys this so you'll know. I'm going to be challenging you on this old shit. I'm really going to be challenging you on this old shit. So for readings tonight, I'm just going to tell you my energy is completely insane in the membrane. I want you guys to know that I am going to challenge you on these old patterns. So what does that mean? If you're a real magic money maker, a magic maker that can make it, I want you to do some real magical stuff. constantly I see us really falling, getting locked into these patterns. This is something that Brother Bobby Hemnon, Brother Panic, Brother Wayne Chandler, myself, everyone who does the work have tried to get you guys locked out of. But I'm going to tell you something. There was a channel that came through about Generation Y and Generation X. And most of you listening to this, we're going to fall in one of those two categories, between a Generation Y and a Generation X. Generation Y, typically, some people will say ends around 1969, 1970. I'm going to go as far as saying 1972. Energetically. But Generation X, who came after that particular time period, came with a very, very pure heart. When they reincarnated, those who fall under Generation X, they reincarnated with a very pure heart. And their memory patterns, as far as their past lives, were not prevalent to them. They didn't remember it as much. They took those positive traits and brought them with them. So any of you, and I want you to listen to this very, very closely, those of you who are falling into that category, what happened is most of them, either their parents or they've done it to themselves, got locked into old behavior patterns. So any person that is in Generation X that is struggling with things, and I've seen this because I've done thousands of readings, most of them are locked into indoctrinated systems. They're locked into these old pattern systems, and they're fighting to get out. These were things. So parents, any of your children that were born, let's say, and we're going to move out of Generation X, and we're going to talk about people having babies now. Our children who are coming back now, these children are not carrying that negative baggage. None of the children are. If you have a child right now that was born anytime 2000 on up to now, so let's see, it's 2013, that means in this particular time, that anything that they're getting and that they're struggling from, I want you to look in the mirror because you taught them that. What does that mean? That means you need to get your shit together because you're messing up babies who came back with a pure heart. So those are the ones who are trying to get us back in alignment. Here are some things that you're also going to hear. And you're also going to see is that a lot of inventions are going to be coming up at this particular time. A lot of people are sitting on that. That's one. The music is really going to take a creative twist. And we'll probably start to see this as we move closer towards the end of the year. You're going to see the music really take a creative twist, and it's going to get back to some of the core foundations of what elevated music is. And it's a lot of music that has already done it, but those are going to be the people far and few between. But you're going to see this music take a very, very uplifting, creative twist. And it's going to start to come out more powerful. It'll be a couple of years before it transcends itself from now. Because now the struggle is within. And I want you to remember that because this is what we worked on all last year. The struggle is from within. Those who do not want to release those old patterns, those are going to be the ones that struggle the most. We're already in this new period. It's here. I don't care what the calendars say. It's here, and it's been here for quite some time. It's been here for some time. And so you can either ride with this wave or you can fight the current. Just so happens, the wave is not going with societal things. I'm not talking about some human shit. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about really on a spiritual path. This is where the energy flow is. This is why so much is being revealed this year, and so much is coming to light, and so many things are happening this year. So many things are coming to the forefront. And so this energy is releasing itself from your spirit. And when it releases itself from its spirit, it has no other place to go when it gets released from your spirit but to settle within your body. And so that's why our focus, a big part of our focus this year, which it has always been, but we're going to put it in a very, very balanced perspective, is going to be mind, body, and spirit. All of those together. Can't eliminate one. Can't kick one to the back, can't throw one up in the corner. You have to bring them all. Time is really over, I talked about this in the past show, for selfishness, true selfishness. It's over for that. You understand? It's really, really over for that. It's time to really settle within yourself and recognize that what you love about you, if you cannot see this in the world, then you don't see it within yourself, because that is the true reflection. And this is really about responsibility. The energy that the planet is coming on at this particular time is mainly going to be about responsibility. Responsibility to yourself. Things that you say you love. Things that you say you are about. It's going to be about your emotions, because that is really what's making the world go around. This is what's making your energy go around, is your emotions, your feelings. The other thing that's also very, very important and has always been to me, but we're going to do a lot of homework. And I literally mean that, homework, like work inside your sacred space. This is why funky feng shui is so damn important. You're going to be doing some work in your home, because that vibration needs to be. And I got to tell you, I did a flash in some of y'all sacred spaces. It ain't so damn sacred. You got your altar set up, and that's clean, but you got a lot of shit that you got to kind of clear out. You need to get rid of that. Because the truth of the matter is, where we are, that is your sacred space. I don't care how big that sacred space is. It's not about that. And I don't care how small that sacred space is. It's not about that. But if it is sacred, you need to hold that to be sacred. So, a lot of understanding we're searching for. That's what our vision quest. Yeah, I hear you, Fetty. That's what our vision quest is about. That's exactly what the vision quest is about tonight. It's about you getting yourself into that particular space so that you can continue to pick up on this energy. Oh, my goodness, you guys. Just doing some reflections right now, and we're going to get into some more stuff. Here's another thing I want to talk to you guys about, the Know Your Magic audio workbook. If you don't have it, it's a great tool to get. I want to say thank you for everyone making these investments into yourself, because that is ultimately the greatest investment that you can make, is in yourself. That workbook, it's not a day that goes by that I don't get an email from someone telling me how that has been life-changing for them. And that audio workbook is life-changing, not because I did it, because I don't do your work for you. And even those of you who come to me for a reading, you know I give you a reading, we go through things, we go through the oracle part of the reading, especially in the sacred session. So I will give you that insight and that guidance. That's what it's there for. But when it comes to you doing the work, oh, I give you work. Oh, you go to work for real. And it takes you to a whole nother level. A whole completely another level. And it should. It really, really should. So we're going to be doing a lot of that as well. So the Know Your Magic audio workbook is over 4 hours of me. If you want to talk about getting into knowing your magic in a psycho, sexy, and a cool kind of way, then that is for you. It's been downloaded from brothers and sisters all over the planet, and you can get it instantly. There's no waiting in line. You don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. You can get it instantly and just go to www.msblueblast.com and just download it. Download it right to your computer or MP3 device. Everything is there for you. And it's really important at this time to have these tools to keep yourself in alignment. By the way, tonight, I'm going to use the Kim deck in doing some of the readings. We're going to do some readings tonight. So I'll use the Kim deck. All of you who have your Kim deck, pull your Kim decks out too. That would be really cool. That's something we can do together. And I also want to mention, because we talked about the book by Og Mandino, which was The Greatest Salesman in the World, and for you guys to read chapter 9 and 11, and everyone who has been on a whole new level, a whole new cosmic plane, a whole new cosmic plane. This book was a divine channel that was given. Actually, Brother Bilal got first part of the channel, and then he gave it to me, and then I seen the rest of the part of the channel and shared it with you guys here on the remix. Very, very powerful book. Yes, I see you guys in the chat room. You can pick it up at your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Amazon for $7.99 or below. It's a very short read, but it's not about the read. It's a short read. The book has been out for a long time. If you want to go back and listen to the last show I did, you will be able to hear the whole story behind the book, its connection to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and powerful transformations that this particular book has. The rest of Og Mandino's work, I'm not going to say, is not good, but this was something that was spiritual. Anything that I give you guys is not on a mundane level. Don't cheat yourself by allowing your conscious mind to look at it. If you go through it with a spiritual mindset, release all expectations and watch your magic maker, let it happen, then you'll be able to get the magic in it. Mm-hmm. So, very, very beautiful. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. If you guys don't have that book, it is a must. You definitely want to go. You want to get it immediately. And thank you, Esther, for putting that link in the room. Okay, so where are we? Because it's so much stuff that we're going to talk about. Let's talk about some dates, because there's going to be some work that we need to do. Tonight we're talking about Magic Makers of 2013, which is you guys. And I want to talk about some cosmic gateways that's going to be opening up. And there's going to be some things that we're about to do. So I want you guys to write down and take note of these dates. I'm going to tell you some things to do. I probably will be doing a Blue Blast call, and I'll talk about that later, on this particular date, and doing some really, really special day things. The first day is going to be tonight. So we still have a little bit of time. Depending on where we are in the world, no worries, no worries. You can still do it. And it is January the 11th, 2013. Today is a double activation day, a double activation day. So what does that mean? Well, we're looking at this more on an energetic level. We're going to talk about this. And on an energetic level, there are different elements that activate things where you can tap into that collective consciousness, which we're all a part of that collective conscious energy. So you can kind of think of it like this. It would be easier if I had to pull, let's say if I was trying to pull, maybe I was trying to pull a car. It would be easier if I had 20 people helping me as opposed to me trying to pull the car by myself. So even though I'm still pulling the car, it can help, but if I had 20 people to say, hey, Ms. Bullock, I'll help you. Wow, how cool is that? I'm activating my own free will. I'm pulling the car, but I'm also getting help with pulling the car. So I want you to think of today like that when we start to talk about these days. But here's something I want to let you guys know, because I had this experience, and I'm going to share some channels with you before we get ready to move on to the spirit quest and the vision quest. And one of the channels that I had was it happened when I was actually in the hospital, sitting in the hospital lobby. And I was sitting there, you know, I went through this whole thing with my son being in the hospital, my mother being in the hospital, going through that. But as I was sitting there in the hospital, I started to read the people's auras who were coming in. It was something to really kind of take my mind off of, you know, everything that was going on, send positive energy and keep myself balanced. And what I was doing is, as they were coming in, I could tell immediately by the ones who were coming in, who was the patient, who was sick, who was there to see the doctor, who was there as a support system, who was on the verge of having to go see the doctor, and who was also in the process of healing, and even those that were about to make their transition. And so as I began to look at their auras, I started to see all kinds of things. And, of course, this is not something I needed to share with anybody, but, you know, as magic makers out there, I'm sharing it with you guys. And so I seen this lady. She was an elderly white lady who came in. And when I went to look at her aura, I seen it. It was very clear to me. I could see that, you know, there were some things going on with her. But I also seen something behind her that I hadn't seen before. It looked quite different to me at that particular time. And for those of you who have gone over to the Dump It site, where many of you are dumping all the time, Dump It ASAP, you will see this swirling ball that's there. And the brother who's building the site with me, we're still working on it, so it's still in that phase. But you know the swirling ball that's over on dumpitasap.com, where you go to dump anything that's negative? It's like a little ball that whirls around, that goes around. I started to see this behind this woman. And she came over and she sat next to me. And we started to have a conversation. So while I'm talking to her, I'm constantly trying to figure out what the hell is this behind her? So anyway, long story short, everyone, I figured out what the swirling ball was because I was perplexed with it for a while. And so I really went in the spirit world and kind of poked around there, talked to a few people from this who've been on this planet and some who haven't been on this planet and been on other planets. And I wanted to see exactly what that was. I could see her aura. I could see everything, you know, everything. You know, I do all of this stuff in the readings. I do it in the holistic sessions. So that wasn't a big deal for me. But this little swirling thing, I wanted to see what that was. So the next morning, after having a hell of a ride, oh, my goodness, I can thank a few gods and goddesses and ancestors for that, in the astral world of really kind of going into the records, the Akashic records, and seeing what that is. And I was able to kind of figure it out. But I at that point, and I'm always going to be completely honest with you guys, I don't know everything. Every day is a journey for me, and I love this work, and I love learning. And I love when something comes up that I'm not familiar with, that I can give myself the opportunity to be the student. I love that. That is the best position in the world. You know, remember we talked about the genius, and the number one thing that the genius hates is a smart ass. So I don't never like to be a smartass about anything. I'm very innocent and very honest and pure when it comes to my spiritual work. I love to play and have fun, but I don't play with that. So when I seen this, what I was able to kind of figure out, or I thought I had figured out, but I really didn't have it 100%. Well, the next morning, I kind of was, you know, because I didn't really get any sleep. I got up early. I'm brushing my teeth. I go in the bathroom. I open my eyes in the mirror, and lo and behold, I see this behind me. And I say, okay, so here's another of those swirling balls. What does it mean? So now I'm checking everybody in my family, and I'm trying to see who else got this damn swirling ball. What does this shit mean? Does it mean I'm about to transition? You know, what does it mean? It means I'm ill. Does it mean I'm sick? Does it mean I'm amazing? Does it mean I'm great? What the hell does this mean? And so I said, okay, so you don't know. And the number one thing when you don't know something, I find the best remedy for me is to be okay with not knowing. So, you know, that's why I love doing the readings, because anyone who's had a reading with me, you know, I don't care about being right. That's not what a reading is. It's not about that. It goes above all of those laws. It's not about black. It's not about white. It's not about none of that. You go above all of those planes, and everything just really becomes so nothing. So that's how come I can say anything, because it's nothing. You get it? It is something, but it's nothing. It's not from any of those places. So through that, and I'm going to make a long story short, I know I said that, but I really am. What I realized, those were gateways, energy gateways, that during certain times in our lives, certain cycles in our lives, that gateway gets open. Now, everyone has their way of seeing different gateways and seeing things open. I'm just telling you how I see it. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm sure it's research out there. I'm sure it is. But these are gateways. Now, let me tell you some crazy shit. Right now, I'm looking at some of y'all in the chat room, some of y'all out there listening, and y'all have gateways open behind y'all. And it's a beautiful thing. So I really know tonight when I'm doing readings, some of you will have gateways open. And I learned how to go into those gateways. And I'm not talking about gateways like reading auras and being able to tell you shit about yourself. That's so last year. I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about. It's absolutely not what I'm talking about. But when I see one, I'm going to explain it, and I'm going to tell you what that is. I'm using the word gateway because that's the only word that I can articulate it to be at this particular time. But I will explain to you what happens and what goes on in that space. This is really, really something. It's not gateways to possibilities. Nope, that's not what it is. At least not for me. That's not what this is. This is something completely different. It's not chakras. This has nothing to do with the aura or the etheric body. This has nothing to do with that. Rest assured. So what I did, I always like to do things for myself first. And if it works for me, then hey, you know, maybe it'll work for other people. So I use the gateway, as I call it, because that was what I call it, a portal, a cosmic portal, cosmic opening. For those of you who have the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, I want you guys to look at one of the cards there. You see how that has that archway? It kind of looks like that. It's not a part of going into the Akashic Records. That's not what it is. You guys know I do a lot of work in the Akashic Records, and many of you guys too. It wasn't the Akashic Records. This is something completely different. And so I'm excited to share that with you guys. And hopefully we can get to some of that tonight. But I wanted to share that with you and let you guys kind of get a whiff of some of the things that are coming up. I mean, it's so many different channels. We could be here all night and I could tell you guys about it. But we'll get a chance to go through those. I want to talk about some of these important dates that are going to be coming up, that because not only do we have gateways that open up behind us, and we'll talk about why it is behind us, but we also have gateways, cosmic gateways that open up in the universe. And 2013 is one of those days, years, calendar years, if we could say that, that there's going to be quite a few gateways that's going to be opening up. So let's talk about some of the stuff that we're going to be focusing on during these particular gateways. And don't worry, when the shows are coming up, either on the show or even of either on Facebook, we're going to be working with that. Someone put in the chat room, have you burst through these gateways? You don't need to burst through them. It's not something you burst through. You don't burst through it. But we'll get to talk about it. I know you guys want to hear all about it, and hopefully it will be something that is helpful to you and your work and your path and what you're doing as a magic maker as well. So let's talk about these days. Tonight is one of those days, so we're going to put some things in place. So you can almost think of tonight as like being the day where if you ever said to yourself, oh, my gosh, if I could just have a clean slate, put some things down, put some things together that I really, really, that lives in my heart, not in my mind, because the mind is also becoming obsolete this year. Hence why so many people are losing their mind, because the mind is becoming obsolete. The energy is moving out of the mind and into the heart. And so this is about you tapping into that energy that's within your heart. All of the mystics, all of the priests, all of our ancestors knew that that came from what lies in the heart, which is where the physical and the spiritual world meet and come together and become one. It's something that Brother Bobby Hemmett has talked about for centuries, and many others who've been on the platform. So tonight's an important day. We'll talk about those things we're going to be doing here tonight. But I want you to note this next day, January the 26th. January the 26th. I want you to make a note of that day, because this is really about what the remix is about. And if I could put a call letter, the remix is about empowerment, and January 26th is going to be that day of empowerment. It's going to be a very strong day to lay down foundational things for yourself of empowerment, expansion. This is the day where you can make strides or have breakthroughs in your life when you've been struggling with something for years. This will be an energetic day where you can begin to work with this energy and truly, truly see this begin to work, move yourself forward. All right? The other thing is we're going to be doing something between, and we're going to start it on January 30th. January 30th, we're going to start, and we're going to do this for 19 days till February the 18th, because there is a major, and I want you guys to hear me on this, a major, major, major cosmic galactic gateway that will be open for 19 days. A cosmic galactic gateway that's going to be open from January 30th to February the 18th for 19 days. And before we leave the show tonight, I'm going to start putting you in alignment to tell you how to get yourself prepared for these very, very special days that are coming up where you don't have to be alone and by yourself. You can utilize your own free will, and you can begin to move with cosmic energy and stop fighting against the current. You get to decide. Choices are over. There's no more choices. Know that everything that you're doing now, you have decided to do. And that comes with a huge level of personal responsibility. Personal responsibility, because you're deciding now. No more choices. You've decided. All right. Good stuff, you guys. Really, really good stuff. I'm so glad to be here with you guys in the remix. Welcome to the remix, everyone. We're going to get ready to do the vision quest. I'm going to set that up before we actually get ready to do the vision quest. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Shouts out to all of our international listeners and all of you guys listening from all over. It's so good to have you in the forum tonight. By the way, next week, Brother Panic is coming on. And ooh-wee, he's got some really, really goodies for you. So Brother Panic's going to be coming on, and he's going to be doing his thing as always. I got a chance to speak with him. And so we got a lot of stuff that we're going to be dropping on you guys. So it's hey, you know, we're back in the place to be and what needs to go on. So I am so glad to have you guys here. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. I want to welcome you guys into the remix. So good to have you here. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And it's so good to have you here in the remix, you guys. I'm going to be doing readings here live on the air. I haven't exactly decided on what kind of readings I'm going to be doing. And I haven't decided what kind of readings we're going to focus on, but we're going to focus on some magic-making things. I want you guys to know, I always want to sing that song, Shake Your Money Maker, you know, the money maker, you know, I want to shake that, but it's your magic maker, you know, your magic maker, because this is really a time for prosperity, and this is a time for prosperity, it's a time for growth, it really is a time for you to look at your life at where you are at this particular point in your life. Kiss yourself. Give yourself a big kiss. You know why? Because you have you to thank for exactly where you are on your journey. You have yourself to thank. So thank yourself for that. You did that. See, that's the responsibility. You did that. You know, thank yourself for where you are. And if it's not exactly where you want to be, then thank yourself for where you are and continuously keep moving yourself forward. Keep moving yourself forward. You don't have to go backwards. It's time to get rid of all of that hatred, all of the resentment, all of those thoughts about not feeling like you're good enough, feeling like you have something to prove, you know. And it's not about believing it. Don't believe anything. Believe nothing. We have been in the age of knowing for some time. And that's the problem that I see. I see this a lot when I'm working with you guys in readings, having one-on-one sessions. Beliefs are something other people give you. What you know is what's true for you. So stop believing and know. Because there's a big difference. It's a very, very big difference. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to all of those shows of 20, 12 that I did, because really a lot of that is for that. And so for some of you, know that these shows, even though we do them on dates and there's time, they're really timeless, absolutely timeless. Know that you can always set up a one-on-one sacred reading with me, whether it's an Akashic record reading, because it's important. It's important to do a reflection on the past. I would encourage you to get an Akashic record reading so you can know about the past, because it's important to reflect on the past so that you can begin to move yourself forward into the future. And most of all, recognize how to be present in this moment. Some of us look back on our past and we really have detached ourselves from a lot of the stuff in our past because we were never present. And so what we're having is what they call aftermath. And aftermath is more devastating than going through the actual period. You know, I was doing a reading for a sister and, you know, she talked about all these things in her childhood, her young teenage childhood. That was so painful for her. That was so hurtful to her. But once we began to get into it and talk about the details, she wasn't present. I said, well, how do you not know that much about what happened, but today it's impacting you more than it did when you were a child? So this is about accountability, and it's about deciding. It's not about choices. It's not about believing. This ain't some fluff talk. You can go get that from Oprah. You can get your coaching from them. I do pure spiritual work. Pure spiritual work. That's what it's about. Not about none of that shit. I'm not Ayana. I'm not none of that. I don't coach you. I don't give you my personal opinions. I tell you spiritual things. If you've listened to the past show, you could see someone coming on talking about one thing and I give them something completely different. And they say, how the hell did you know that, Miss Blue? That's the difference. I'm interested in what you're interested in at a soul level. I'm not interested in playing word games with your mental mind or feeding your ego or keeping you on a low vibration. That is not what you're interested in. When I speak to the genius in you, the genius hates a smartass. The genius hates pretenders. The genius hates someone who thinks they know it all. And the genius hates victims. Now, me, Miss Blue, I don't hate anybody. But I'm not going to mix sugar with shit either. So, just keeping it real. No sugar with shit tonight. All right, you guys, welcome to the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. One thing you can always get from the remix and that I love so much is that you will get a different angle of light. And everyone who comes on here are magic makers themselves, and they give you a different angle of light. So we're going to be getting some light tonight, different angles of that light. All right, did we even dance tonight? Oh, my goodness, we didn't even dance tonight. We got to dance. We have to do that. I mean, you know, we got to do that. The more things change, the more they stay the same, but we're going to dance. And we're going to dance, too. I know y'all think I'm going to play that song that y'all always say Miss Blue play. And this one is going to go out for Icy Hot because he gave me a little comment about this song once, and I don't really care, Icy Hot. Yes, I'm going to play it again. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to get up. I want you to stand up wherever you are, unless you're driving. Don't stand up. I want you to stand up, and I want you to get ready to dance. Don't wake up the babies. Sisters, don't shake the brothers, and brothers, don't rock the sisters. But get up. Because we're going to dance. We're going to dance a little bit. And while we're dancing, because I'm getting some requests now, and it's a lot. Yeah, no freakiness. No freakiness tonight. So those of you who are sending me requests and you're saying, you know, how could you get a reading from me? Because I recognize some of you, this is your first time listening to the program. Welcome, 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 by the way. Just email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Know that the appointments are divine appointments. They are. So I look forward to connecting with you guys. But let's get ready to dance. All right, here we go. Get up. Let's go.
You should know that I've got you on my mind, your secret admirer. I've been watching.
No, I'm just playing, everyone. We're not going to do that again. I just thought I had to put that in there. All right, you guys. All right, so we're going to get ready to do the spirit quest. And, that moving around, just moving the physical body and just kind of moving your things around. I remember when Queen Mos T was on the show and she did the Heteru healing dance. She talked about her mother, who I believe at the time she said was in her 70s. But she looked like she was in her maybe 40s or 30s even. I can't remember what she said, but she said the key to that is the movement of your body, you know, moving your body every single day. So it's important to move your body. So I'm glad that we were able to move our bodies here together. Yeah, that was good. So we're going to get ready to do the vision quest here. And it's a short vision quest, but it's a very good vision quest. We're going to go in for a few things and pick up a few things, and then we're going to come on back. And then we're going to open up the phone line so that we can do readings. So how does that sound? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Once you get on the phone lines and we start to, I see so many hands up. I don't know if you guys put your hands up or you came in the door, you know how they say, throw your hands up in the air. I don't know if y'all threw your hands up when y'all first came in the air or your hands were already up, but the hands are up already, and it's many of you on the phone line. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Our international listeners out there, you can call by dialing the U.S. country code and then dialing 646-652-2711. That's going to get you to the remix, or you can Skype in and use Skype and get on. So, it is so good to have you guys here in the house with us tonight as we get ready to do this vision quest. Before we get ready to get into the vision quest, I want to give you some more Magic Makers of 2012 and make an announcement about some things that, upcoming things that are going to come. One of the things that's actually in the works as we speak right now, and I've actually been working on it for quite a while, I'm not even going to go in and say, is that I'm going to be coming out with another audio project. And this particular audio project has to do with past lives. And I've been asked, you know, it's something that me and Brother Panic had talked about a while ago, about putting some meditative things on, you know, where people can have it on a CD or make it as a downloadable so that you can get these things. And then earlier last year, I got a channel, and I shared that channel with you guys here. And it was about, I realized that we had more than several past lives. Like, we actually had hundreds of past lives. And so I wanted to find a way, and this is something I'm asked a lot of times. I get a lot of requests for people all over the world to do this. And so finally, I have really found a way to be able to put this together. So coming soon is I'm going to have this audio that I channeled, and I'm in complete channel when I'm doing it, where you can actually take yourself into a regression, and you can take yourself back, and you can discover multiple past lives that you have incarnated for. And you're not discovering it because it's just some hot shit on the block and you want to go around telling everybody who you are. It's not about that. It is about you doing this for healing, a lot of healing. Those who've had certain conditions that have come to me in the holistic healing session, I have actually done personalized one of some form of this for you, and they have been very transformative for those who have done it. There's been sisters who've come who have had cysts to the point where they had to have surgery, that it was protruding out of their stomach. And through these very unique, intricate keys that are put into these particular regressions, they were able to go within their physical bodies, take a look at these cysts and these other areas of illness within their body and disease. And through that work, able to reduce, one sister reduced hers within a three-week period, 75%. Another had theirs completely gone. And it's not because of anything that I have professed that I did. It was just allowing me to give the tools. So this is for people who are exploring and want to continue to explore these things on many different levels. This is who this is going to be for. So these are just some things to come that's in the works as we speak. So I'll update you guys as the details are available on them. It's been everything from people, anything that they've been trying to do. And this was a divine channel. I've worked with many brothers and sisters who have been on this planet and some who have not, and really have worked with this personally myself, and others who have also worked with it and seen great, great transformation and healing occur. They were able to activate those cells within their body to sort of wake them back up and renew them it's based on a lot of scientific and a lot of ancient knowledge. So I'm excited about that, you guys. I'm so excited. That's been in the works for a while. And I'll let you know as details come available. So I'm so excited about that. The other thing that I'm very, very excited about is to let you guys know that we're going to be doing some changes here on the remix. Yeah, we're going to be doing some changes. They're going to be pretty drastic, but not so drastic at this point. But we're going to be taking it to a whole nother level. And what's also going to be happening is that Esther is also going to be hosting shows, too. I know, right? OMG. Yes, Esther of the Remix, who we do the Mojo Magic with, is going to be hosting some shows, too. So we'll do keep doing some shows together, and then some nights it'll be Esther hosting the Remix. And, yeah, she got some shit for y'all asses. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be some things to come. It's going to be fun. It's really, really going to be fun. I think it was 2 years ago I said that the Remix no longer only belonged to me. I actually have felt that way so much longer that I wanted to make it more about all of us. And so that's a big push for this 2013. So I'm going to be doing all kinds of stuff. We'll do more shows like we did, the show that me, Esther, and Kalimar did together. We're going to be doing more shows like that. And I'm going to be calling on a lot of you guys because, boy, y'all have some mad-ass skills. I tell anybody to come up against the Remix, click, click, click. They don't know nothing about the click because you guys do it all. And so I'm going to be looking more for you guys who have put in the work, those of you who have been through the Kim Business class that have your own business. Some of you are readers. I want to bring you guys on. Some of you do all kinds of things. I want to start incorporating, bringing more of you guys on. Some of you make jewelry. You do websites. You do all of these things. And so we're going to make this more about all of us. You know, it's going to be about all of us. And so, yes, we'll still look for those who've been doing the work for many, many years, and that's a lot of you guys, too. But I'm also looking to some of you who are artists, some of you who do these things. I'm looking for you guys. We're going to be coming to look for you guys to come on and to share these things with everybody here in this sacred space, too. A lot of you have your own projects that you've launched and that you're doing. We want to have more of the Remix family here and have you guys on. So I'm so excited about that. I am. So that's it. So now, one more thing. Oh, my goodness. Now, this has been going on for a while. So I guess we got to kind of let you guys in on a little secret. You know how we do the Mojo Magic shows? And those are going to be the shows that me and Esther kind of host together. And we do the toning linguistics, and we do all the cool games, like the pyramid games and all of these things. You know how we do those shows? Well, I just want to say thank you to you guys, because so much feedback comes from that day, from those shows that we've done. And, you know, that is a show that we've done here on The Remix, but really what we're going to be coming out with, me and Esther, and we've been working on this for some time, is actually a game, a physical game that you can play with your family and friends and those you love, Mojo Magic. Now, I can't spill all the details, but one of the things I'll tell you that we're also working on, it's also going to be a video game, too. Pam, the goddamn remix. Got to be more careful. Have to be more careful. Yes. So it'll be a game that you can probably pick up in your local Barnes & Noble, Walmart, or Kmart, or Target. And then it'll also be a video game that you can get from the video store, too, and you can play perhaps. One day you'll be playing Mojo Magic on your Xbox and all these other things. So we got a lot of shit planned. And it's in the works, and we've been keeping it under wraps, and it's hard to keep things from you magical-ass people. But this is the time to put that energy out there for that. So we'll update you as things become available. Next, let's see. Next, because there is a next. There, yeah, I know. Gosh, right? There is a next. Next, I have a book that's coming out. I have a book that's coming out, and you guys are going to really, really enjoy the book. And it's going to be a lot of goodies that have never been unleashed on the world. That's going to be there. That's going to be in the book. And I've been doing it for quite some time. It'll be a physical book. So that's going to be coming out, and that'll be coming out. I don't have dates. Like I said, there's no more years, so we'll let you know as these things become available. And then also, Sister Munya has a project that she's been working on, and she's really, really, she's a mastermind. Now, I know you guys are really talking about you talk to Sister Munya when you guys get ready to set up your session, and you speak to her every now and again. She'll pull a card and do a reading through email for you. Sister Munya is coming out with her own project that she's been working on for quite some time, and it really is about tapping into that energy of how to really, really laying down the foundation, being able to understand it. Because it's a recipe, and she's a mama. She's a wonderful mama. She homeschools her kids. You know, they live that organic life. You know that life that we say doesn't exist? That's what she does. She lives that life, you know, the woo-woo life, you know. Everybody sits around and meditate. For a long time, she used to have this picture of her and the babies as young as, I don't even know how old they were, sitting in the lotus position meditating. You know, they go on nature walks and study butterflies and all of that great things and eat organically and use herbs and all of these wonderful things that we all should be doing for real, not play. She does. But she will be doing in her book, she'll have a special section for mommies and their children, but it's not a book for mothers. It's a book for everyone. And she's going to be talking about magical statements and really giving you that recipe of how you can really tap into that infinite power of magical statements. Yeah. So, and then if I continue on, because I have pages and pages and pages and pages and pages and pages. And literally, y'all hear the pages? I want y'all to hear the pages and pages and pages and pages of things that are coming out. And so what I'm going to do, and this is a complete surprise to everyone who works on the remix staff. Everyone who works on the remix staff, but I'm going to say this, but did y'all hear all those pages? All of these pages, all of these pages. I'm going to give you, because I just took it upon myself, and no, you didn't ask me, but I took it upon myself to go ahead and give out some predictions. Well, they're not really predictions. I guess we can call them predictions. Well, they're not predictions. They're actually, I'm going to tell you about some of the people on Remix who's going to be doing things soon. No time period, no date on there, so I want you guys to know. I also want you guys to know that Eye of Kemet, and believe me, you can talk to her. She has absolutely no idea what I'm talking about till I say it, and she didn't know I was going to do this. But Eye of Kemet will be coming out with her project, and it's going to be a collaboration of what we call living artwork and also beautiful lyrics, beautiful lyrics. But she has that project that she's working on. She's probably like, what? All right, and then let's see, who else? Let's see, well, we'll save the rest. I'm going to stop, you guys. I'm really moving on spirit here, so trust me. Trust me, really moving on spirit here. Okay. So, let's see, and this is just how it's coming into me, you guys, so I'm just going to kind of give this to you. Dolores is going to be working on her project that she's going to be coming out with, and this has a lot to do with her sharing cooking mixed with spirituality. So it's going to be a twist between cooking and spirituality and just really understanding how those two go together. Yeah, just how those two kind of go together. How those two go together. So I'm going to stop at those there, but I promise you, if more comes to me, I'm going to say it. Hey, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you guys. I'm just going to say it. So I say that to say, because there's pages upon pages upon pages of you guys, that there are things that you're working on. One of the things that I learned, and this has been powerful, one of the things that I learned is that when coming out with the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, I made a mistake in the beginning trying to put a timeline on it. And I learned very quickly, like within 30 days, to release that. And it turned out to be more than I could ever imagine. And so many beautiful things were birthed out of that. And so I share that message with you guys as well, too. You know, so remove time from it and just do your thing, you know, just do your thing. I see so many of you guys, Maurice, Kalimar, Betty, you know, I could go on, Griffin, all of that, you know, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it at another time. Leslie, like, I could go on and say some things, but we're not going to do that now. Here's what we are going to do. We're going to do the Vision Quest. And then after the Vision Quest, we're going to open up the phone lines and hey, you know, it's just kind of one of those nights, you know me, I like to move on pure inspiration. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be moving on pure inspiration. So after we do the vision class and you go through the exercise in the vision class, I'll open it up. I'll ask you about the vision class, and then you can ask a question, and we can do a reading from there. Press 1 once you get on the phone line so that I know that you're there and you do have a question, and we'll go from there. Like I said, so many people have 1 already pushed, so I don't know. I may just kind of mix it up a little bit and see. So there we go. All right, so here we go. We're going to get ready to do the vision quest. Let's see here what it's, where we can find it on the board. I'm so happy to be here tonight, you guys. I know you guys are happy to be here, too. And we're live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, here with the whole remix family and loving it, loving it. All right. So let's go ahead and get ourselves. Let's go ahead and get ourselves in a very, very comfortable position. And for this particular vision quest, sitting up is going to be a good position for you. You can sit up. If you're laying down, that's certainly fine, too. You can lay down. One of the things that you want to try to do, and just so you guys know this, because of how energy flows, particularly once energy comes in contact with our physical body, is that you don't want to have anything crossed. You know, typically, you don't want to sit crossed, like your feet crossed. You don't want to cross your feet. You don't want to do things like cross your hands or anything like that. Just sit where you can be comfortable, feet planted, flat on the ground, and back, if you're sitting in a chair, make sure your back is sitting nice and straight, and just relax. Yeah, just relax. Take your time, relax. And the first thing I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and just focus on your breathing. So breathe in and breathe out. That's it, nice and slow. Focus on your breathing. So breathe in through your mouth and out through your nose, nice and slow. What I want you to pay attention to is I want you to just pay attention to the breathing as it moves in and out of your body. So your breath as you come in and as you breathe out. That's it. Nice and slow. That's it. That's it. Just focus on your breathing. I want you to go ahead and close your eyes. We're going to be taking a trip. And we're actually going to be going into a very sacred space. And you're going to go into this sacred space. And you're going to retrieve 3 items. And you can pick up any 3 items that you want when you get into the sacred space, but you're going to be bringing back 3 items when you get into the sacred space. So, here we go. So now, here you go. I want you to begin to walk. That's it. I want you to begin to walk straight ahead. As you continuously walk straight ahead, I want you to look. And I want you to meet me at the bridge. So there you go. You can see the bridge up ahead. So I want you to begin to walk over to the bridge. You can see all of the grass that is right before you get to the edge of the bridge. And then if you look to the left or to the right of the bridge, you will see the crystal blue water that is lying underneath the bridge. Now, before we get ready to cross the bridge, here's what I want you to know, that once you cross over the bridge, then you're going to be entering a whole nother dimension, a whole nother reality. We're going to be in a different place and a different space. So, as you get ready to walk over across that bridge, you're going to feel the temperature drop quite drastically. It's going to become very, very cold because you're going to be entering into the valley of where
the mountains of Tibet are. So, once you get to the other side of the bridge, we're going to then begin to take off flight. And we're going to visit one of the temples there. So, I'll see you on the other side of the bridge. Start to walk across the bridge. And as you're walking across the bridge, I want you to begin to think. Think back to that time in your life when you had the will to accomplish anything that you wanted. I want you to think back to a time when your thoughts were clear, when they were pure, when you knew that everything that you were thinking and that you were feeling was all in one alignment, and everything around it showed itself to be true. Yeah, just think about that. There you are. You're almost to the other side. Now, it's going to be a little foggy when you get to the other side and slightly cold, but no worries. That cold is going to disappear in just a moment. That's just to let you know that you're there. So on the count of three, what we're going to do is we're going to begin to fly over these mountains. And then we're going to be looking for a temple. And I'll let you know when we get close to the temple. So here we go. One, two, three. There you go. We're flying. You're going higher and higher. You see all the mountains. You can see the snow, but yet the warmth of the sun, as you begin to glide yourself through this astral plane, begins to heat you and warm you up. The blueness of the sky soothes you. You're in a safe place. You're in a very calm place. You're in a very loving place. Continue to fly. Continue to fly. Excellent. Excellent job you're doing. Now, I want you to look up ahead. And I want you to look slightly over to your left, because you're going to see this very massive building, which is actually a temple, sitting right in the crust of the middle of a mountain. There, that's the building. I want you to meet me right there on the steps as we begin to journey ourselves into this temple, this very, very ancient and very sacred place. In fact, it is so sacred that one of the names for this particular temple is called the House of Wisdom, the House of God, the God that lives within you. So, there we are. Come on, we're going to walk up the steps and we're going to enter into the door. Now, you're free to go wherever you want to go inside the temple. I want you to get you some objects, get you three of them. I want one of those objects to really connect you. When you knew in your heart of hearts, when you knew in your spirit, when you knew in your mind, and everything was clear, when you activated your willpower at your highest level and things worked out beautiful for you, it doesn't matter how young you were, it doesn't matter how old you were, this could have been something that actually just happened yesterday, whenever. And I want you to grab that object that calls to you. Now, I want you to look for another object. It's lots of colorful things in here. Lots of things and lots of rooms and lots of doors. And then I want you to get something. Something that you have always imagined having, but you've never seen it. It's here. It's here in the House of Wisdom. I want you to grab that. And then the third thing that you're going to get is I want you to think of something that helps you when you see it, when you're walking around in this very sacred temple, that helps you connect with your thoughts, with your true thoughts that are inside of you, something that just sort of speaks to you. I want you to pick that object up, and I want you to carry it with you. So you should have three things. Something that helps you with your will, that you really connect with. The other thing is this object that you imagine. I want you to grab that. And then last, I want you to get the object that when you look at it, your thoughts are very, very clear. You can see yourself in the temple. You can look around. Everything is clear to you. I want you to pick that third object up. Okay? Now that you have it, I want you to begin to make your way back. That's it. So come on back. Come to the door. Excellent. Hurry. We must get out of here. It's time for us to come back, but we're going to fly all the way back. So now, as you get ready to come back and you walk through the door, once you come outside of that door, you have transported yourself back into the space that you just left. You are now there. Back. Back in this present moment, back in this present time, and you've kept all of those memories, those thoughts and feelings of everything, of going into the very, very sacred temple of the House of Wisdom with you. You come back refreshed, your thoughts are clear, and everything is activated within you. So on the count of six, you're going to open your eyes, and you're going to retain all of that memory. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six. You're back.
All right. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Magic Makers of 2013. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line. If you want to share, if you want to call in for a reading, press 1 so that I know that you have a question and that you want to call in. We're going to go ahead. I see many of you on the phone lines already, so we're going to go straight to the phone lines, and I'm actually going to go ahead. I'm going to jump around here, but try to kind of keep some consistency of where we were, and I'm going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Ivana. I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Ivana.
Ivana, calling from Virginia. Well, greetings to you. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
Yes, I did. I did partial.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what objects did you bring back?
I did, like, the first half of it. When you said take three things with you and... It was only one thing that came to my mind that I took with me, but... Yeah.
And what was that?
I don't really want to say.
You want me to say it? Because I know what it is.
We can just keep that between us.
Ooh-wee! Woo! You guys are off the hook. Okay. Oh, wow. Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Man.
All right. It's all good. All right. So what's your question? So I'm assuming since you don't want us to tell that little secret, well, it's not actually little, but since we don't want to tell that secret, what is it? That you called in for tonight.
I had like two questions that I was wondering if I could get into tonight.
Mhm. Well, let's go with the first question. Mhm.
All right. The first one is I just recently lost my job, so I was wondering, will I be finding one anytime soon? I mean, I know that's what I do. I'm a hard worker, so I put in the time and stuff, but I was just wondering.
Okay. You want to know if you will find another job soon?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a look. Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, y'all are wild. I miss you guys so much.
I did, too. I missed you a lot. I was like, dang, she took off like a month. What is going on?
Oh, well, I'm telling you, well, it was a whole lot going on. I wish I could say it was a vacation. It was something like that, but it wasn't. Okay, of course, I'll tell you this. When it comes to whether or not you're going to find another job, I'll tell you something that my father told me, and this was at a time in my life where I lost my job. And I talked about this on the Remix several years back. I was working an amazing job. I loved the people. I loved what I was doing at that. And I got fired, actually, from the job. And I was devastated. I've been working since I've been 15 years old. And I never, ever in my life had been fired from a job. That was the first experience of that. And I remember speaking to my father, and he told me, people work because they have to. And just like you had to find a job before, you'll have to find another job. But here's something I want you to explore, because I don't really see you per se getting another job. But what I do see you doing is working more in alignment with your passion. Even though you were kind of doing that on this job that you had, but it wasn't for real. Does that make sense?
To an extent, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no extent. Either it makes sense or it doesn't.
No, I'm saying, like, I can see where you're going with it. Like, I can see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah. My bad. I see what you're saying.
That's okay. I just want to make sure, you know, that we're clear. And if I need to just kind of, you know, change the vernacular so that it is clear, we can do that too. But here's what I want you to focus on during this particular time, because it was a big part of you. And even though you put in some work, there's still quite a bit of obstacles. There's still things that is causing you blocks that you have not really let go of. And this has a lot to do with how you treat yourself, because you're still constantly beating yourself up. You don't do it as much, but you still do it. And then you sort of kind of put up the tough girl thing. Fuck yeah, I don't care. But you do care.
Oh, shit.
But you do care. So you got to stop doing that and get more into nurturing you. Really, really get more into nurturing you. And so when it comes to you nurturing yourself, this is where you're going to find your abundance. This is where you're actually going to begin to open up that energy within you. I want you to add more parsley into your diet. So I want you to even, there's a show I did where I talked about goddess water, where you take distilled water, you take lemons, and you take parsley, and you put it in there. I need you to add more parsley, because parsley is really, really connected with air. It has a lot to do with air energy. And parsley is for protection. And who you need protection from is from your higher self. Not your higher self. You need protection from your conscious mind so that you can tap into your higher self. Because right now, 90% of the time, who's really running the show is still the player hater in you. And the player hater is still in that place of that's unsure. One day you feel that you are sure that you deserve to have the things in life you want, and then the next minute you feel you do not. And so there is a contradiction within you. The loss of the job goes back to your stability. And this is one of the things that you've always had a fear of, even though you pretend you don't. Because the last thing that you want to do is have to do this, move in with this person, move in with that person. So your core foundation has been about your foundation. And so how you stabilize that foundation, how you get it to get on solid ground, is that you have to really work with those things that is about air. Air is connected to the intellect. And you're spending way too much time in your head. You got to get out your head and get into your heart. This is where the true healing comes in. I want you, when we start to talk about for the body level, you need to do some detoxing. You need to really start to do some detoxing. Drinking distilled water with lemon in it is a very gentle way to detox your body so that you can begin to release those old memory cells and start to implant those new ones in there. Once you do that, I'm going to say between now and the next 8 months, you will have many opportunities to go work. But you have to begin to open up your horizon, stop putting all these damn rules down about what you ain't going to do, what ain't nobody going to make you do, and what you ain't got time for. Because you were constantly saying, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
You got to let that go. And then you'll begin to open yourself up so you can begin to work more into those things that you're passionate about, which has to do with computers, which has to do with all of those things in that particular area, so that you can get in there and you can begin to work in there, not just from a physical perspective, but also from a spiritual perspective as well. So that's what I say for you. Of course, you're going to find another job. The question is, do you just want another job? Do you just want another place that you're going to be frustrated? That's not what you want. And the reason that these are not becoming a good match for you is because you have to begin to continuously do this work and work with these things. Work with these things and really start to detox yourself. Detox yourself and start to put some more good things in. So I want you to do the woman in the mirror exercise. I give this out in the sacred session sometimes from time to time, but I'm going to give it out to you. And I want you to stand in the mirror every day for 3 minutes, and I want you to look yourself in the eye and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Keep doing it. After you get to day 2, I want you to say your name. When you get to day 3, I want you to say, I love you, and I want you to tell me what you love about yourself in the mirror. You're going to tell yourself that. Because you have to detox these old thoughts out of you. You've moved past that, but you still are holding on to that. All right?
All right. And it's like something like stemming from that that I've wanted to ask you, like since you said I moved past that, but I'm still holding on to that.
Mm-hmm.
When will I, like fall in love with somebody else? Like, because I still, like, I feel like nobody amounts to the person that I, like, I'm really am trying to move on, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's been, like, 2 years, and I'm still, I guess, like, I mean, you kind of explained that when you was, like, you got to release the old memory cells and so on. Mm-hmm. So is that, like.
Well, here's the thing about love, and the beautiful thing about love is that you don't never have to stop loving a person. We've been so indoctrinated into what romance means into this society that we think if we love apples, we can't love orange. And even though the relationship has moved to a different level, there's nothing that says you have to stop loving the person. And what's happening is you haven't been able to separate the level of the love. Because even though you say you haven't been able to move on from that person, even though it was a lot of love there, there was also a lot of triggers there, too. You still with me?
What do you mean, like, a lot of triggers? Like, you mean, well,
like
what do you mean?
It was a lot of chaos in the relationship, too.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not making this up. Yeah.
No,
you know,
I'm not saying my bad. I'm
okay.
Not trying to sound like
I'm just
making anything.
Okay. So I say that to you to say that, you know, you want to still love that person. And you think if you love that person, you can't love anybody else. But if you accept the love that you have for that person and know that you can keep that love for that person, it's just moved to a different level of love. A different level of love. Your love doesn't change, the relationship changed that you guys have. But if you keep that person in that particular spot, then of course no one else can come in, because when people see your aura and they come up to you, they say, oh, she's already in love. So you want to know when it will change? It'll
yes.
change when you truly, in your heart, understand that that love that you have for that person never has to leave. It just moves. It's almost like I have this piece of paper here, and I take it from one side of the desk and I move it to the other. I don't have to keep this paper on, in the same space on my desk forever. When I'm done with it, or that has moved to a different place, I can move it to another space. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Sometimes I feel like she's not worthy.
And that makes sense when you say she's not worthy, because there's a part of you that feel you're not worthy.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Because how can you say someone in a relationship is not worthy? Only because you feel you're not worthy. Because you were the one in the relationship, you see. So if she's not worthy, then damn it, you weren't worthy either.
Whoa. Nah, I see what you're saying, though.
Yep. So there you go. So keep going. I do see opportunities opening up within the next 8 months. The number one thing that you want to do is you want to continue to do that work on yourself. Detoxing is going to be key for you, because I just hear way too much, you know, way too much of activity going on in your mind, too much of that, too much thinking. So this is a great time for you, hobbies that you have, projects that you've been saying you were going to finish. You know, I see it looks like pieces of machinery or computers around that need to be fixed that haven't been fixed. I see these things around you. Is this true?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you need to fix them. Take your energy and put it into your work. Put it into you. Put it into what you love. Put it in what you say you're going to do. Put it there and let it manifest itself from there. And you'll see things will open back up for you. They will. But there's a reason that you've kind of been off away from your job, because you really need to nurture yourself and love yourself the way you want someone else to love you. And then that person will show up. They have no other choice but to.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for calling in. Peace and love to you.
All right, we love you. We miss you, too.
Love you. Miss you, too. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 404. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Miss Blue? This is Corey and Nisha calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, how y'all doing? Greetings, Corey and Nisha.
Doing good. We just kind of called you on random. We had called a couple times and you weren't on, so we just caught you tonight.
Okay. Well, good. So how's things going? What's good? You guys got a question tonight?
I just wanted to call and see if you was on the radio, say what's up and Happy New Year.
Okay.
I guess if I got a question... I got a question about the 36-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was kind of experimenting with something that I had read in what a Dr. York's book about dividing, about getting off the Gregorian calendar and dividing your day up into 9-hour segments, and then make, having a 24-hour day, having a 36-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was experimenting with this for a little bit, and I was getting a lot of success with it. I did a little research, and I found out about the Sophic calendar that was used in Egypt. I was just wondering what you know about that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what I do know about that. The calendar that was actually used in Egypt is a combination of that calendar that was used in Egypt that was also mixed in with some other things, which where we got the 13-month calendar. And I think it's great background information to know about that. But here's something I really want to share with you, and this has been helpful for me. I remember one day when me and Sister Manya, who works as a sister who works with me, of course, through Questions for Blue and helping out with the show and everything, and she was really trying to get the schedule together, get myself together, because I do a whole lot of things. And so we started to talk one night, and basically she was saying, tell me what you do from the time you get up in the morning until the time you go to bed. And so when I started to tell her everything that I went ahead and did on a day-to-day basis, which is some things are, you know, I do every day. Some things, they change from day to day. There was not enough hours to even come close. You're talking about 36 hours. Go ahead and add like 84 hours to that. So here's my point with this, is that when you hear the mystics and our teachers and masters talk about stepping outside the realms of time, this is an ancient concept, like you said, that even goes back to that calendar. Now, when you're talking about the calendar that was used in Egypt, there was a time even prior to that that there was no calendar. They did not use anything that was physical. It wasn't until they got closer to the fall that a lot of civilizations started to leave these reminders there so that those who could not understand higher vibration could interpret what that actually meant. They wasn't on no time-based schedule. They understood the cosmology of themselves, the universe, and the world as all being one. They stepped outside of the realms of time. They did not see time in that particular way. They recognized themselves as above, so below. They were able to look at the sunrise, as we would call it, and the sun setting, to understand how the energy felt in the air, from the wind, from the grass, from what the animals were doing, to what nature had going on. And that's how they maneuvered what we call time. So my thing is, when it comes to being able to work and get things done, I think that's great if it can work for you. But what I found for myself is when I start to try to manipulate time, and this would have been many years ago, I've never been good with time. And it was for a very good reason. It locked me into it because now this becomes your new master. Because you have to sit there, divide, add, and multiply, and try to understand a concept that truly does not exist when you're coming from a spiritual level. So that's what I get from it. I think it's a great concept if you need to know what time is, and you're trying to stay within the rules of time. Those things definitely can help you with that understanding. But whenever I try to focus on time, I'm late. But when I naturally allow my body, allow my spirit, allow the energy around me to begin to move me, I'm always on time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It was just a pretty awesome way just to, you know, just with the daily schedule that we have, like going to work, eating at 7 o'clock, getting up at 8, to kind of like switch it up and just make your whole day out of 36 hours. So the time, sometimes, you know, when it's time for you to eat, I found that, you know, I'm pretty sure it was in my mind I wasn't hungry. Or if my day would end in the middle of my work day, you know, just the thought of, okay, this is, even though it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, this is actually the beginning of a new day. It just seemed to give me an edge. And like you said, you know.
Well, that's good. You know, if it does, you know, I think that's good. If it helps to give you an edge, I think it's good. But again, here's one of the things, and I know you didn't catch the beginning of the show. I'm really talking about those things of now and the future. Not to say that what old is not good information, because I think it is. And if it's working for you, by all means, as Bob Panic would say, pay me no mind. But what I'm also saying is the best clock that you can check is the one that's going on within you. To eat when you're hungry, not when someone says it's time to eat.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. And just because it came out one of my old books from back in the day, you know, it's just mm-hmm. it's not based on, you know, what he said. It was just pulling on something to see. Mm-hmm. So, I, you know, even though I didn't hear the beginning of the show, still kind of lined up with that, because that's definitely something in the future, you know, just not.
I don't believe it is, and I don't believe that those teachings will be in the future for that. Now, maybe you were going to say something else, but I don't believe that that is going to be our future, to go back to trying to get more time. Because the whole law of understanding the universe is that everyone has all the time they need.
Right.
So I don't need to get more time. I have enough time. See, that's the whole law. The whole occult side of that is to understand that you have all the time you need. What are you talking about? You don't have to get 36 hours. You don't have to do that. When I don't think about what I'm doing, if somebody was to clock that, it would come out to be 84 hours, but I'm not working 84 hours in a 24-hour day, but I am doing my work as I see it, spiritual work, whatever, because it's all spiritual work. It's all one. So whether it's with my family, whether it's with my friends, whether it's the remix, whether it's the shows, whether it's me doing my professional work and my personal life, all of it happens as it needs to. I'm not trying to get more time. I don't need that. It's already been given to me. That's a part of me coming here, is that I have what I need. I understand that. Like I said, if it works for you, I think it's great. But I'm not interested in being on no time schedule.
I see on that.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I understand that we have those constraints when it comes to the professional world, and we have to be practical about those things. But there's a way to even do that, too. And many have found that way, too. If that way works for you, I think it's beautiful. I say keep doing it. I say keep doing it if it works for you. Yeah. But we're trying to go to a different place so that we can understand that at 7 it's time to eat, and not because the clock says 7, because our body says it's time to eat.
Exactly.
If I need to wake up at 6, it just so happened the clock says 6, my body is already telling me that this is when I need to get up. So we can have those tools there as a support system, but being interested in following some sort of teaching in that, no.
Exactly. I think we're kind of on the same vibe, because that's kind of where it was taking me anyway. As far as like past lives
so
and
what,
time.
Mm-hmm. No. Go ahead. You said as far as past lives.
Yeah, and dealing with time and in the future, I was thinking like, is it possible, like, if say I'm having this life right and it's 2013, I die, mm-hmm. is it possible for me to live again, like, in 1700 instead of going linear? Would I pick a different part in time to live?
Well, I would say anything is possible, but let me kind of clarify how that actually works. Really, the past, the present, and the future is all happening simultaneously. What separates them is a vibration. And this is why I don't play with the time. In my Kin Business class, the class with myself and Brother Bilal that we teach together, and we go through that, that's one of the things that we break you out of. So here's one of the questions I'm going to ask you. What is time?
What is time?
Yeah, what is time?
I guess I would define time as portion of reality where I would apply my consciousness.
That's what you do with time. But what is time? That's what you do with time. But what is time?
Right. Well, I guess time is just a space. You know, it's just, well, just, let me just keep it simple. Time is just a chronological order of some sort.
That's what you put into time. You put it in chronological order. But that's not what time is. Let me ask you another question. How long have you been telling time? How old were you when you were telling, since you've been telling time?
Probably, I don't know, 6 or 7, 7 to 8.
So how long have you been, how long have you been telling time?
Killing time?
Telling, T-E-L-L, telling.
Oh, how long have I been telling time? Probably about 32 years.
Yeah, and here's something I want you to think about it. You've been telling time for 32 years, but you don't know what it is.
All right.
That's why you don't get locked into time. Time is not something worth studying to that degree. You'll find your gem in studying yourself, studying your sacred rituals, which leads to your will and what you want to accomplish and through preparation. But time is a part of the aftermath, and you're trying to put it in the beginning. It doesn't go there.
All right. That's pretty deep, Blue. I'm trying to think.
Well, Deep Blue, I think there was a movie about that, but not trying to be deep, just trying to keep it real for you. It's a circle jerk, and you're going to be forever. You're going to spend so much time, and you've already taken up time, and we're still where we started. It's a circle jerk. Get out of it. It's a circle jerk. Focus on your family. Focus on those things that you guys want to accomplish. Do the preparation. Have the sacred rituals. And leave time the hell out the picture. That's old hack. That's old math.
I agree with you. It's a circle jerk. So much.
Hey, Nisha.
Hey.
Okay, well, we do appreciate it. Do you see anything in the future for us? What you see? Do you see anything in the future for us, Ms. Blue?
I sure do. I see y'all getting out of time.
All right.
I see y'all getting out of time. But no, on a serious level, the card that came up for you was Ms. Blue. I pulled the card for you guys. But really, in the future, you guys are moving in the great, you're moving in a wonderful direction. A lot of changes are being made. But I do see you're getting caught up. And I'll say this to you again, because I think, if memory serves me right, and it doesn't serve me at all, but I think, because I see this other picture over here of you, and I see you sitting in this chair, and I see you with your hand on your chin, you know, like underneath your chin, and I see your legs crossed. Whenever I see that, that's like the position of the king. It's the position of what I call the ego. And for you, the number one thing is stop trying to be what you already are. You're fighting to prove something that doesn't need to be proved. And this is where you get caught in your circle jerk.
Who's that, Nisha?
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh, my bad. All right.
Talking about who's that, Nisha. No, that's you.
Okay.
That's how you get caught in your circle jerk. It really becomes a distraction. You're going back to study something that you could have done something else with that would have taken you further. There is no shortcut. So you're not going to learn how to manipulate time to get a shortcut. But the only reason you're thinking about taking a shortcut is because there's a part of you that still does not know. There's a part of you that does not believe that you can be who you say you are. And you struggle with that. You struggle with it within yourself. Nisha believes who you say you are. That's not the problem. You don't believe completely who you say you are, and that is the problem.
All right. I can
feel
that.
Well, I love you guys, and thank
you
for calling in.
Huh?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, welcome back. We're glad to have you back. We got the Kim deck. We've been using it.
Might order.
Yeah, we hope we don't lose cards. They're all over the place.
No, I only got one. Two. I
mean, Nisha have them stuck on the refrigerator and everything.
No,
Nisha! For real, Nisha!
Whatever she might pull, you know, she got to keep it in her mind or whatever. But we appreciate it. Thanks for doing the show, all right?
All right. Well, peace and love to you guys, and let me know how everything is going. Keep it up. Peace and love. Oh, that was beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 719, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Blue?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Peace and love. My name is Frank. I'm calling from, Saudi Arabia, but by way of Colorado.
Oh, what's up, Frank? Calling from Saudi Arabia. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. I had a question. I got a question for you. I
mm-hmm.
was listening to the last caller that called in, and I think that I'm in that, you know, similar situation in reference to I'm involved in several organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I lecture, and it seems as if I get a lot of haters in reference
mm-hmm.
to you know, because I know what I'm talking about. I like
right.
to teach, but I mm-hmm. get a whole lot of haters, and I don't understand. I think, like I said, from the last caller, I think
right.
I prove, you know, what I am when I already know that. So, what
mm-hmm.
insights you have on that?
Okay. Well, you know, interesting enough, Frank, when you called in, just as I was looking at your etheric body there, I pulled the card, and the card that came up was Share a Breath in the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, is card number 21. And this is about divine exchanges. It's about fresh thoughts. It's about relaxing. It's kind of that card that you just say, woosah. You know, you just release everything that this is about. Now, two things. One, Miss Blue, I can tell you this. If you don't have haters, then you're probably not doing something right because you're going to have some haters out there. That's just the way the balance goes. It's going to be some haters out there. But they should never overshadow or they should never get to the point where they begin to overshadow your work and what you're doing. And you should never engulf yourself into that. It's just kind of like one of those known things, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like you know, like you don't focus on breathing. You're not searching saying, is there air? You know the air is there. It's just there. You don't focus on it. It's there. Because we know wherever we give our energy to is what we're going to get in return. But let me tell you why this is challenging for you, Frank. It's challenging for you because I'm going to say about 3 to 5 years ago, there was a time where you went through a job transition. Was there a transition between 3 to 5 years? I kind of suck with time. I've always said that. But I'm going to say between 3 to 5 years, there was some changes in what you did transition within your job. Is that correct?
Yes. You know, being in the military, I switched, you know, kind of switched.
Okay. So, yes. So that was correct. Yes. And what happened is there was a time period in between there where you really did not believe that all the things that you said you were going to accomplish, you did accomplish. You could accomplish. That was one. Then the other promise was that there was a time in your life that you looked at people in your position, you looked down on them. And you thought those same thoughts that people now think about you, that they think they know every damn thing. Nobody can tell them nothing. And they think they shit don't stink. And so you kind of embedded these things in you, but you forgot to bring the other side to that. To say that once you got there, you had to go back and clear up that old thought pattern. Because remember, if I feel that everybody who lives in a blue house don't have no value, and 10 years later I go out and buy a blue house, then suddenly I have no values.
Right.
So you have to go back and change that thought pattern. That's the only thing that you're dealing with. That you have to begin to look at where you are, your position that you're in, from a different light. But I'm going to tell you what also is happening for you. And I'm going to say the word fear, even though you're kind of like one of those rah-rah Mustafa guys that people kind of stand back from you. Miss Blue's not afraid of anybody, so I'll tell you this, is that it's an opportunity for you to continue to look forward, that you have become complacent where you are. So now the challenge is for you to continue to go. So you've already accomplished this level that even though you might have bullshitted the people around you to say that you knew you were going to do it, there was that part of you that didn't know if it was really going to be possible. But now that you're there and you've been there, it's time for you to start looking for your next step. And I'm not talking about just the simple climbing the corporate ladder or getting another notch on your belt. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm saying advancing yourself from where you are. And what's happening now is that those people that you never wanted to become have caught up with your position and you have become complacent in it. So now you can see in them what you don't like, and they are recognizing that within you.
Right, I get
you. Yeah, so it's time for you, Frank, to go back to the study board and decide what's the next step for you. You need to start laying out some expectations for yourself and setting intentions of how you want to continue to grow yourself. It doesn't even necessarily have to be with your job. Maybe it's something personal you want to accomplish. Maybe it's something that, you know, it may be something that you've always wanted to do, a trip you wanted to take that you never got to take. You need to start really advancing yourself forward. This is a sign that you've become too complacent. I see a lot of yellow light in your aura, and yellow light is good, but yellow light is also a light when I see pockets this strong. It comes from judgment. And so not only are you now starting to judge other people that are around you, but you're also judging yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So how you're going to balance that out, a couple of things I want you to do. One of them is I want you to look up some things on fire breathing, fire breath. You can probably Google it on YouTube or just Google it and get some fire breathing going. To do some fire breathing in the morning. And then the other thing is surround yourself with more of the color blue. That's going to balance you out. It's going to keep you in that place of your truth. It's going to continuously open up your throat chakra, which is a beautiful chakra, by the way. But lately you've been closing that down because you have all of this mind chatter that's going on. And so the blue is going to remind you to really get you back into your higher heart and not keep you in your mind. The fire breath is going to allow all of those thoughts that's in your head to get out.
And that will also help me as far as, like I said, as far as into my meditation. Because you're right, as far as the chatter, it's hard for me to get, you know, into a, you know, a deep, correct meditation.
And that will help you with that. But also remember this, Frank, that we meditate many different ways. So unless you want to shave your head and sit in the lotus position, wear orange, and eat lettuce all day, you're not going to be meditating like a Buddha monk. So take it for what it's worth. Most people, when they get personal readings from me, I show them how to meditate using different modalities through music, through colors, through scents, all of these other things to activate those meditation things and to quiet the playa hater, as I call it, your conscious mind, so that you can get into a meditative state. But don't lock yourself into even one way of meditating, because we can meditate many different ways. Sometimes we can meditate to clear things from our mind. Other times we can meditate to get insight and direction from our higher self. And sometimes we're meditating just to close our third eye. Your third eye is fairly open, and it's pretty balanced. But you need to shut it off because, again, you have too much of that chatter. And how you can shut off that third eye is simply just focus on your breathing. That immediately shuts down the third eye. It's almost like on the computer after you ran it for so long, you got to power it down and hit the reset button. So that's getting all those cookies out so that you can clear all of those things that are leftover debris in your mind and so that you can have it clear. You can also go to dumpitasap.com, and any of those thoughts that you want to get rid of during the day, just type them in and dump them into the universe so they can be recycled for good.
Okay, okay.
All right?
All right. All right.
Well, good to hear from you. Peace and love to you over there holding it down in Saudi, and thanks for calling in on the remix.
All right, peace and love, Ms. Blue.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 323, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Chelsea calling from Virginia.
Oh, Chelsea, what's going on, Chelsea?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, Chelsea, what's up for you?
You want to know what I brought back?
Yeah, you can tell us that. You sure can.
Okay. Well, the first thing was an envelope with the red, you know, the when they put that red seal from wax on there. A sword, and then the other thing, I could not find anything, so I just looked, and it was my hand, so I just saw my hand.
So you saw your hand? You brought back your hand?
Hands. I didn't bring anything back. I just looked down, okay, just empty, and I just saw my hands.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful and powerful. I'm going to let you work on those things of what you brought back. I'm not, because we got about 10 minutes left to go. But tell me, Chelsea, did you have a question?
I actually do. I have I purchased a hematite tumblestone and ring from a peculiar store that I've passed by and finally got a parking spot, and I've just been having, like, harsh dreams since
I got this,
and I thought I cleared them. Maybe I didn't. I did put the ring on before I cleared it. So can you tell me anything about that, or how can I clear it?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's take a look, because when you say you've been having harsh dreams, tell me what that means.
Well, I just had a dream recently, well, that I was arguing with my brother, and it was really heated, and I was just, like, going in on him, which is odd. Never had that type of dream, and it was my two nights, maybe not back-to-back, that he was in my dream, and another person was in my dream twice. I don't know. It's just been pretty, you know, when I say harsh, it was just like anger or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and what was, and so all of these dreams that you had have been anger, dreams of anger?
Since I purchased the, yes. Well, not anger, mm-hmm. I was just like arguing or fussing, so yes. And then, okay, the other dream, the first one was, it was, I was in some strange place. It was, a friend of mine took me to Disneyland, but coming out of Disneyland with like zombies or people trying to get me.
Mhm. Okay, so you had zombies trying to get you. Now, what were you trying to do with the hematite?
Well, I do remember one of the shows you mentioned hematite, so I was getting that to add mm-hmm. to my crystal collection.
Mm-hmm.
And I read up on the hematite, and it's supposed to ground you, and then it does say, you know, it projects. Well, it clears negative energy or negative things, but mm-hmm. it can also draw that. I don't, and that's where I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's drawing it out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I wanted to see, because you know me, I'm a big one on for you to do your research and
yes.
Just to also understand. One of the things about the hematite that's there. When it comes to the healing properties of the hematite, it's excellent for reducing stress that goes on in the body. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the hematite used to have a name. It used to be called the stone for healers. So most healers carry a hematite. They have it. It's a blood purifier stone. It's really, really used for any kind of conditions of the blood. So when
right.
you said you had the dream, where you were talking about the hematite and you were having the dream talking about you and your brother having a fight because, again,
right.
this connects you to the bloodline. So this mm. is still a cleansing. And so even though you and your brother may not have had physical fights, you have definitely had some spiritual fights. Remember mm. in the dream that the anything that happens in the dream world, or anything that goes on, the first level of understanding is that every character is you. And so a big part, Chelsea, of what you sort of, and I hate to use the word struggle, but I think you'll get the meaning of what I want to say, or I should say where you're challenged at. A big part of where you're challenged at has to do with your masculine side of you. That's a big challenge area for you. And you're constantly battling between your masculine energy and your feminine energy, which most of us are. The goal is to be able to bring both of these two energies together and not have them in conflict with each other. And so that dream that you had really is symbolic of letting you know that you have to accept all of Chelsea. You can't accept a part of Chelsea just when it works for you. And that's what you're doing. That's a recipe for bipolar. That's a recipe for schizophrenia. It's a recipe for confusion. If you are Chelsea this way one day and Chelsea this way the next day, but, oh, no, I don't feel like being Chelsea this day, I'm going to be this kind of Chelsea this day, then it becomes very confusing to you of who you really are. And so what happens is self-doubt starts to come in, and it really starts to self-doubt starts to come in, and it starts to play on our self-esteem. So I want to ask you, Chelsea, over the course of the last 8 days, I see where you've been on this roller coaster ride with self-esteem and also with those things of you not being able to rest or calm your mind.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to say that even the items that you brought back, and thank you for that, you said red, because even the color of the hematite, sometimes you can see the reddish color on the hematite. You know, sometimes you can get the hematite and you see that if you look at it very closely, you can sometimes see that red glow, which is symbolizing the blood, okay? And then the other thing is, you said you brought back a sword. Well, the other thing that hematite is excellent for is the absorption of iron. And you brought back a sword, and most swords are made out of iron, you know. And iron helps to create red blood cells. It builds a stronger bond. And between your mother, there is where there's this disconnect there. Between, I see, it looks like an aunt or uncle, there's a disconnect there. So you have this bloodline, which is a part of your family tree, where there are lots of disconnects. So intuitively, you picking up the hematite, you listen to yourself at a higher level. So you want to keep working with that particular hematite. What this is doing is really your body is detoxing you. Another thing, Chelsea, and I guess I didn't think I was going to get a chance to do this, but I also see a gateway open behind you. We got 3 minutes left to go, y'all. So I see this gateway opening up behind you. So let me tell you, because it can be a little different for everyone. Whenever this gateway, like I was talking at the beginning of the show, when I've seen this gateway open, whenever this gateway is behind someone and I see it there, this is when, you can look at it this way, when the gods, goddesses, and spirits, your particular pantheon, because we all come with our own sort of legion of pantheons that is here to sort of help us, not to take over our lives and guide us, but they know, hint, what else you brought back when you need a helping hand. And this window is open for you now. They are saying, we are here to help you, Chelsea. And so that hand is symbolic for you reaching out for a hand. And so a lot of things, and I want you to think over the course of the last, over the last maybe week or 2 weeks, there were some situations that could have been, have went extremely bad. Mm-hmm. I don't even think bad is the word. They could have been extremely fucked up. But it didn't end up going that way. Do you know what I'm talking about?
For me personally?
Yes, that you would have been involved in. It's some situations that if you hadn't have done one other thing or did something at a certain time, it could have been real detrimental to you. Just think about it. Just think about
I will.
It may come to you later. Well, these have been the times that they intervened on your behalf because this window is open. This gateway is there, and it's open for you. So this is the time for you to get grounded. It is the time for you to become very focused, and it is a great time for you to begin to detox. And I see this for a lot of people. We're a soul group. So many people calling in tonight may hear that they need to detox. Well, typically when this happens, it happens with a complete soul group. We know that everyone who listens to the remix, I don't care if this is your first time or you've been listening for years, we're a part of a soul group on a level. And so us as a soul group, sometimes certain things come up that is right for many of us. This is how we can say when Miss Blue is doing a reading for someone else, it's like she's talking to me. That's how you feel that, because you're all a part of the soul group. And as a part of that soul group, some of the same lessons, if that be the word, we are all still going through them in our very own unique and personal way. And so for you at this particular time, they are a support system for you. That portal is open. And inside there are your masters, teachers, and guides. Now, you may say, well, aren't they around me all the time? Yes, they are, but at your request. When this portal gets opened up, this was not your request. They came. That's the difference. They came. Don't get the concept twisted. This is no one else saving you. But they made a conscious decision based on the work you've done, based on the energy you've put out, based on what your higher self has said to come help you. That portal is open. Don't know how long it's going to stay open. Some people I've seen that their portals have been open for years. I actually got a channel from Michael Jackson, and he told me his was open for over 20-plus years. It started opening somewhere, I forgot what age he was. He told me that it opened for him. Other people, it may stay open for a short period of time, and then others long. Sometimes it comes back at different times. But it is the time for you to really, really go within and to recognize that this is actually going on. You can understand the significance of it for yourself.
Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
You sure can.
My aunt was rushed to the hospital. She's been in the hospital for about a week. I went there on New Year's Eve. She has liver failure.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the aunt that I looked up to growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts because of one mistake she made early on in life. And I wrote her a note. I said, you can't blame yourself. She has kids and grandkids, and she's just been drinking mm-hmm. herself to death ever since.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is she going to come out of it? Or, I don't know. Will she get the strength, the inner strength?
Yeah. And I can tell you, Chelsea, because I just have gone through some experiences with both my son and my mother recently here. And so the question that you're asking is a very honest question. And so I thank you, for having the courage to express this. Here is something I want you to begin to think about when it comes to understanding this. We all are really operating based upon our own free will. And because we're operating within our own free will, we can decide whether or not we want to continue or we don't want to continue. One of the things that has gone on with your aunt is that she has always depressed her true emotions and feelings.
Mm.
She's always done that. And, the liver is where anger is held. So, because we know that everybody who drinks, there are people who have been pissy drunk alcoholics. They don't have liver failure, not everybody.
Right.
Even though we can look at from a physical level and also a spiritual level and see how all of these things are tied together, but we know that everyone who does that does not have issues. They don't. There are some men in my family and women, not many, but I have an uncle that drank all the time. That's not what caused him to make his transition. It wasn't based upon drinking. So, your aunt is in the place at this particular time where she can decide whether or not she wants to be here or she doesn't. And what I see is that you're going to see a dramatic shift in where she is within the next 14 days. So here's how you can best support your aunt, is by letting her know that you love her, everything that she's meant to you, because she also, even though she's done so much for so many different people, she's never truly felt that she has gotten that back. We cannot underestimate the influence that we have on those people who are connected in our soul group. I know that the things that you guys, when everyone was sending positive messages to me, saying, Ms. Blue, I just want to let you know, whether it's about the show, whether it's about my family, or whether it's about Baby Blue, that impacts me on a level. It doesn't change my free will on what I want to do, but it can make a difference. And for people that we're connected to in our soul group, we can make a difference. And how they decide to choose their will to be activated. And especially when a person is in a state where their body has become weak and they are susceptible to energy. This is why anytime somebody is ill or sick, what is the first thing that we say to them? That we want to send them some what? Positive energy. Right. Are we in the after hours? I don't know where we are. Are we in the after hours? Because I can't get back in the chat room for some reason. So here's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stop all your crying. I want you to stop all your worrying. And I can say this. I can say this. Miss Blue has been through enough shit in her life that I can say this. Okay, because, you know, I truly believe that each time we speak, we're really speaking to ourselves. But I want you to stop all this crying. I want you to stop all this worrying, because that would truly mean that you're not sending your aunt positive energy. And I know this is going to be challenging and it's going to be difficult for you. And it was something that I was just recently faced with. You have to separate yourself from the outcome. And I want you to hear me. Don't send your love based upon the outcome. You see, this is why you have the tears. This is why you're upset. I'm not saying don't allow yourself to go through those emotions, because you need to get it out. It's healthy to cry, you know. It's healthy to let things out. But give yourself limits with that. So whether that be, I'm going to take 5 minutes and I'm going to cry about it, and then that's it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back to the positive side of it. Don't stay in the place of doubt with it, because that's the energy you will be sending your aunt. And I know that's not what you want to send her. You want to send her love. You want to send her. 14 days, you're going to see a dramatic change. A couple of things. She's in the place where she can make her judgment. One of your aunt's biggest struggle is one of your biggest struggle. The same thing your aunt struggled with, you struggle with, and that's why you guys get along. She and her mother had this thing together, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you and your mother have this struggle together. So it's important that at this time, everything that your aunt has done for you, that you verbalize that to her in some way, that you let her know what that really meant to you. That's going to be much more powerful than telling her you're going to be better, you're going to get fixed. No, tell her what she truly meant to you, how she's impacted your life by the relationship that you two have together, and how you really, really look forward to more times of you guys spending time together. That's what you got to do for your aunt. That's what you have to do. And then the most important thing, so that you can release this family tie that you have, is you need to let go of this hatred you're holding in your heart, this dismay of your own mother. You have to let it go. You can see how it's already impacted your aunt, and now it's impacted your mother, and it's starting to impact you to the point where you're having internal battles between your masculine and your feminine energy, because any time you get to go back to the loving, nurturing person that you are, you see your mother's face, and you think about what you didn't get, and that makes you want to run away from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
14 days. And so everyone out there, for all of those who are healing, for all of those that are going through things, I want us to just take a moment and just send nothing but pure healing light and pure love to all of them. There you go. So, yeah. So call me back in 14 days. And start knowing your magic for real. You're a magic maker. and start sending your aunt love, good intentions. Visualize seeing you guys sitting down, having lunch in the future, all of these things. Release those things of doubt and fear, and don't try to attach yourself to the outcome. Don't do it. Your aunt is still living. She's still here. She's still with you in this physical form. We know that there's truly no such thing as death, but I'm not even going to make light of the situation. I understand what you're saying. Express those things to your aunt now. Do not wait. Tell her from your heart what she's truly done for you. And then, Chelsea, be that. Be that. If she gave you an example of what that love should be, because you think of her kind of like a mother figure to you, then you must give that love back to your mother. You must give it back. It's going to be healing for the whole family. And keep working with the hematite. So, yes, you did answer the question correctly. It is detoxing you. It is detoxing all of these negative things out of you. Go to dumpitasap.com. Dump that stuff. So that's what you're seeing. This is why these dreams are pulling themselves up. It's a protection stone, but it's also a stone that works with the bloodline. So anytime you want to heal those things of your physical bloodline, meaning your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunts, your uncles, your friends, your family, you work with hematite. It will help to do that. It pulls that bloodline to the surface. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Make sure you email me and let me know how it goes. So peace and love to you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. I am so sorry, you guys. For some reason, over here on my board, I cannot even get back to see everything. So I'm just talking and talking and talking here and doing this reading. Beautiful and powerful reading there. And I know that was for so many of us out here. So I want to say thank you to Chelsea again for calling in and really bringing that up, as with all of you guys. And I see tons of you on the phone lines. We're in the after hours, so I guess I can say to the people who didn't make it to the after hours, download, download, download whenever you're listening to this show. Peace and love, much, much love, Horn Spirit. Respect to the ancestors and to everyone out there. I love you guys, 2013, magic makers of 2013 and beyond. That's what you guys are. Don't forget, next week, Brother Panic is going to be coming on. He's going to be doing two shows, Friday and Sunday night next week. So it's sure to be a powerful show, plus other amazing guests, some that haven't been on for a long, long time, and others who you're very familiar with will be visiting the remix, and then some that you don't know anything about will be coming up. And all of this and all those other goodies, all those things happening here. Don't forget the powerful days of transformation that's going on as well. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 646. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 647, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, I'm 647, Miss Blue.
Yes, you are. Who's on the line, please?
This is G-Force calling from Toronto, Canada.
Okay, what's your name again?
G-Force.
Chief Horse. Okay. Like that name, Chief Horse.
Thanks.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to have you back on the air. I really miss you.
Oh, well, cool, cool. All right, Chief, and I'm glad to be back. I miss everybody, too. So it's good to be back and good to be back in the remix and everybody being connected together. So, what's so for you tonight, T-Force?
Well, I'm wondering about energy, vibrations, and the light body, and what happens when I get into a meditation where the vibrations start to produce light. And what is that for? It feels like it's part of the transformation, the DNA evolution transformation. But I'm wondering, is it some vehicle? Is it something that I'm producing that is going to help me with traveling?
Well, let's take a look at the question. One of the things I want you to know is that anytime you activate your consciousness on any level, you are producing light. That's hence why some people go by, I don't particularly go by the title, light beam. You produce light, almost like a generator, you know, or like you can think of a flashlight with a battery. So whenever your consciousness is activated, whenever you're engaging in heart thoughts and you're engaging in things that are true to you, you are producing light. So you're always producing light. As far as your DNA changing, that is something that is a part of the process. So I guess you can look at it that way, is that any time that you're doing anything to raise your consciousness or your vibration, there is a process that takes place in the body. This is not something, this is not a new concept. This is a concept that's been around for centuries, millennia, that the ancestors all over the world have known this. And this is why those things that we now know in this century as spiritual practices is something that more and more people are adapting to become a part of their life, like it was a part of everyday life in ancient times. And so as far as changing your DNA, there's many ways that we can actually do that. There is a process that this will happen over time. You can think of it this way, Chief Horse, and I'll just kind of give you the skinny on it and give you just some situations you can look at it. If you were to move yourself, let's say, to the continent of Africa, or if you were to go to Japan, generation after generation, you would physically start to adapt your physical features, your hair, your body. You would adapt to that environment. So let's think of your body, let's think of you as an environment. And any time that you do anything to your environment, it changes. So you're always in the process of causing sort of alchemy to occur within you. Meditation is one of the powerful ways to do that, but there's many ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just curious about the light formations that come up when going into the meditation and what they're for.
So are you saying that you see light formations when you're going into doing a meditation?
Yeah.
Okay. Describe the light formations that you're seeing.
It kind of varies, but when I'm in meditation, obviously my eyes are closed, but I put a blindfold on because I wanted to understand what I was seeing wasn't just sort of like the squinting of my eyes or anything like that. In full blindfold darkness, I see light
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, one of the things I will tell you is that what you are seeing is your aura. You're able to tap into that energy where you can actually see auras. I would encourage you to do some research on aura readings and go study some of that. Edgar Cayce also did some works about reading auras. What's the other one? Ted Edwards wrote a book on how to read auras, which is an excellent book, and really get into understanding more about the light body, the etheric body, and different energies of that, and really, really get into more of that work. Because what you're able to see is auras, and that's a beautiful thing.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling in.
Blessings.
Blessings. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is LaTanya, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings to you, LaTanya, calling from Chi-Town.
Yes, yes. How you doing, sister? Your show is lovely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I am enjoying everybody tonight, and just really, really good to be back on in 2013. So, yes, what's so for you tonight?
Well, I have a question. I want to know, how does someone, like, not feel guilty for, like, isolating themselves away from people, like, when you want to focus and work on your inner self? And you know how, like, sometimes you get caught up and because, you know, you're working and doing other things, but you're just so loving being by yourself and taking that time with yourself, and you feel like, oh, my God, I haven't seen this person or I haven't talked to this person. But it's just the spirit is just requiring or just requesting that I sit still.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things here, and I think it's beautiful anytime that we can sit still for a moment and really begin to focus on ourselves. I think that is something that is very, very beautiful to do. And there is no guilt that will hold you when it comes to that. But here's something I want you to kind of explore. When I get into your energy, I see strong pockets of a dark green, kind of like a deep green, almost like a, let me think of what could be the color of this deep green, almost like a Christmas tree green, like a forest green, you know, that deep kind of like dark kind of green, you know, that deep evergreen, that color. I see pockets of that. I'm going to talk about what that color is and what that color sort of symbolizes. But I want you to also understand the difference, that there is a difference between isolating yourself because spirit is telling you, you know, you really feel within your higher self that it is best for you to isolate yourself and do that. And then there's also a part of you that is isolating yourself because you don't want the rejection. Because here's what I'm seeing in your template, that there was a relationship breakup. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. And because of that relationship breakup, you are very devastated and you don't want to go through the questioning, or you don't want people to see you and to see you sad.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Two things I'll tell you about that. That's a very normal feeling. I mean, I've been through breakups before myself, and who wants to be looking in somebody's face, smiling and grinning, talking about, what's wrong with you, girl?
Okay.
Why are you not smiling?
Yeah.
When you really can feel pain in your heart, you know, it's always sad sometimes, not always, but it's very sad a lot of times when relationships end. And you know, especially when we're, you know, no longer in a space that we want to be or we had envisioned ourselves in being. So that could be a very tough time. But I don't want you to confuse what you're doing for something of a higher purpose. You understand? You're feeling the guilt for it because there is a part of you that is holding on to shame. And so whenever I see this deep forest green, this is about shame. This has absolutely nothing to do with spirit telling you to be still, but spirit is telling you to be still, but not to be isolated. There's a difference. And so don't operate out of this place of fear, because you should get no guilt. When spirit tells me to be still, I'm not feeling guilty. I'm not. I'm solid on that. You know what I mean? The reason you're feeling this is because there's other things that are mixed up in this. I will tell you, the energy for this particular month is all about emotions. You're a very empathic sister, which means you can pick up on other people's feelings. And so anytime you think somebody can pick up on your feelings, it starts to make you retreat and kind of isolate yourself even more. Mm-hmm. But really what's happening is they're not really picking up on your feelings as much as you think. You're picking up on their feelings, and then you're adding it to that whole bag lady concept. You know, Erica Badu, when she talks about bag lady, you know, you got all some bags. Well, you're starting to accumulate bags. Don't do that. You need to begin to start forcing yourself to go out. I know it can be difficult sometimes. And maybe not necessarily be around some of the same friends, because I see with this particular breakup, there are some people who knew some of the same people. And so sometimes that can always be difficult, you know, when people are intertwined with each other that way, or they're just familiar with that person. So, you know, maybe this is a time to friends that you don't always call, maybe you can call and you can say, let's just go shopping, whether it's window shopping or just go pick up a few things. These are some of the things to do. You know, treat yourself. This is the time to treat yourself to something. And I'm not talking about something extravagant, because that you don't want to make that your addiction either. Trust me, been there, done that. Got the T-shirt. You don't want to be hurt over a relationship and think the answer is going to spend money, because your ass would be broke and upset. And that's not a good recipe. You don't want to do that. But you do want to make sure that you really are taking an honest assessment and looking at this and saying to yourself and recognizing that you are loved and that you don't have to stop loving this person, just like I told the other person, because the relationship is not in the same space. There were some things in this relationship that I don't completely feel you guys are done with each other completely. But I do see other people in the picture. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right. Because they're with someone else now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, and that makes it even double painful. I appreciate your honesty. But I'll tell you this. I pulled a card for you from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, and what I see is love begins. And so this is about higher knowing, and it's about inspired omens. There are some beautiful things that you can take away from this relationship that you were in, and there is also some real sucky shit, too, to let go of, and I know that that sucks. You know, but there are some lessons learned for this. Stop beating yourself up. Like I told the other caller, give yourself an opportunity to go through this, but also give yourself an opportunity to see above this, too. To know that everything is working out in your favor, and it always will. But don't isolate yourself. There are so many people around you that love and care for you and generally have your best interests, generally. And you will know who those people are. You are a very, very empathic, intuitive sister. Use that divine wisdom. Use that discernment. And find yourself a good, supportive group of friends and say, girl, let's go have a spa day, put on your FM dress, and go have you a nice drink, and enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. I have one more question.
Yes.
Okay. It's about job, my current job. Mm-hmm. I'm really not feeling it, and I'm in school. I'm studying African.
Go ahead. Tell me what you're studying. No. Tell me what you're studying.
I'm studying African and inner-city studies.
Okay, beautiful.
And I really enjoy the content. So I'm thinking about pursuing a career or interest in that. But I'm not a time person. I'm not a clock puncher.
Good.
Like, I can never be on time. So I want to know if you see something that will enable me to be more flexible.
Mm-hmm. I do see something that's allowing you to be more flexible, but here's something I want you to know. Everything sucks for you right now.
Okay.
Not because that's the reality, because that's where you got your mind at. So relationships suck. Get rid of it. Job sucks. Get rid of it. You understand what I'm saying? You're in that period where these things can happen for you. Actually, you're in a cycle of new beginnings at this particular time. I can just read the energy around you. So it is an opportunity for you to seek those things out. I'll tell you this. You do not want to quit your day job. Don't.
Oh, no, I'm
because
not. No.
It's going to be through a connection through that job that's going to open up another opportunity for you. And I see that in about, oh, God, I suck with time, but it feels like 8 to 9 months from now. That's what it feels like, 8 to 9 months from now. But in the meantime, okay, when do you graduate from school? 2 years from now?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half, or a year and a half, 2 years, about then.
Yeah, two.
So you need to start networking and connecting yourself more with where you want to be once you graduate and start to look for opportunities, like you said, in that direction. But here's something else that I see for you. You will be creating your own sort of consulting for that work. Don't
I will
wait
be creating what?
Your own consulting sort of agency for that work.
Okay.
So here's what you need to do. You need to start working on it now. I can tell you this would have been the smartest advice I would have took from myself when I was in college in my younger years and still going back and forth because I'm working on going towards my master's in psychology, but that's a whole other damn show, y'all.
Yeah,
but,
it's like I'm 40 now trying to do it, but I didn't know what to do then.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You want to start doing it now.
Okay.
You don't want to wait. You don't have to wait for anybody to create a job for you. You can create one for yourself. You have enough passion, you have enough love, and you have enough access to resources and information, and you also are building a foundation. So what better way than to start to get out those things that you want to have happen now? Don't wait to do that. Don't think that you got to have the degree and you got to have this for people to take you serious.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, so I didn't.
Do that.
Okay.
Just do
Thank
not
you,
quit
sir.
Your day job. You're welcome.
Oh,
don't
not.
Quit your day
I'm
job.
Not. I'm not.
All right.
All right.
8 to 9 months.
Sister.
Peace and blessings. 8 to 9 months. Make sure you call us back in and let us know how it goes. Peace and love.
Okay.
Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. 661, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 661. Okay, we're going to go to the next call. Calling in from area code 757, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 757.
Sheba.
Okay, Sheba, can you, Sheba, turn all of that down that you got going on in the background?
Okay, I'm going to go in the hallway so you can hear me. How are you doing tonight?
I am wonderful, Sheba. How are you?
Yeah, I ain't heard from you in a long time there, sister.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. So how's things been going on through the year?
Things are coming along very beautiful and, yes, learning, growing, and all of that beautiful stuff. So how about yourself?
Oh, everything is all right. I just want to know what kind of energy you feeling on me. I know I feel energy, but I know you be feeling energy too.
Yes, 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 Sheba, I know. So, Sheba, let's see, Sheba. The energy that I feel around you is I pick up a lot of orange light around you, which orange light is the light of creativity. So it's a beautiful light about creativity. The orange that I pick up is almost like almost more on the red side of orange than anything. I'm going to put you on hold for a second, Siva. Hold on. So you can hear me because it's a lot going on over there. But, Siva, I'm going to tell you, when I see this around you, this aura, this energy around you, it is about how passionate you are about the things that you love. And it really is very strongly rooted in passion, because you are a very passionate sister about what you love. I do want to talk to you about some of the challenges that you've been going through, because in this passion, I also see rage with you, and I feel you racing. Like, immediately when I get into your energy, I can feel your adrenals. They feel like they've been racing for months.
Uh-huh.
They're just running. You know how you see an engine that's just running so fast that steam just starts to come out. And so I'm just kind of doing a quick body scan on you, and I feel the pressure on my adrenal glands. And so you really, really want to take some time to start to slow yourself down, let go of those things that have been painful for you. I know consciously you have let them go, but I need you to really release them. Don't go back on those old thoughts. And I see that lately you've been going back on those old thoughts that you have worked so hard to release. You need to start getting plenty of rest. You need to get rest. And you need to, if you have a Whole Foods store around you, this is something that's really, 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 really helpful, is to drink some cucumber juice. And if you have if you have a Whole Foods store, they can actually mix it up for you or tell you how to mix it up. If you have a juicer, you can do it. But you want to start drinking some cucumber juice, because the cucumber juice is really going to help gently not only detox you, but it'll give your adrenal glands the things that they need to support. When I get in your energy, I feel like I'm racing, but I feel like I'm extremely tired at the same time. So
the energy is going low, yeah.
Yes. And that's your adrenal gland, and that's just their way of telling you that you've got to slow down. You really got to slow down on an internal level and an external level. Here's one of the things that I want you to think about, because I see that you've been having these battles of not being able to get enough sleep. You haven't been able to
sleep. No, I haven't been getting enough sleep. I've been up most of the night.
Yeah. Well, here's what I want you to do, and it's okay sometimes to do that. I know we should get our good melanin hours in there so we can get some rest, but I understand that too. But here's what's going to be important for you, is that you need to start taking naps throughout the day. So I don't care if it's 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, take you a nap. You need to take a nap. It's going to take you a while to balance out this adrenal thing, because it takes a while for that process to come. But you should also, like I've been telling a lot of callers tonight, incorporating one of the simplest ways to gently detox your body is by drinking some distilled water with lemon juice. That's going to help it detox. With fresh lemons in it, just squeeze the lemons in there. And you want to do that the first thing in the morning before you put anything else into your body. You want to do that. You can also charge your water with lots of positive thoughts. You can use any of the goddesses or any of the gods that deal with water. So you can use Yemenya, you can use Oshun, you can use any of the goddesses that are connected with water, and really have them come in to also help you sort of attune your water, send nothing but love and light in there. If you don't have the book of Dr. Emoto's work, we've been talking about him for years, and understanding about the power of water and how you can set sort of certain intentions inside and send positive energy through water to do that. You need to bless all of your water before you put it in your body, and you need to drink more water. But you need to really begin to slow yourself down, because what's happening for you now, Siva, is you're starting to compromise. You're starting to compromise, and compromise is can be a wonderful and beautiful, amazing thing. But this compromising that you're doing is taking you out of harmony. It's moving you out of the space of harmony. And you've worked so hard to be in harmony with everything that's gone on in your life. So really begin to do that. I also want you to wear more yellow, because that yellow is going to help you, tone down the energy of the orange. We know that colors, our whole universe is made up of colors, and colors are very powerful, and we can use them in many ways. It's not just one way that we can use colors. They're always impacting us either on an external or internal level. And so what happens is colors give off frequency. They give off vibration, much like musical notes. And so when you put them on with the intention, so what's going to happen is a lot of that fire, which is a lot of the rage and the anger, is that yellow is going to help to calm that down and bring it into more of a peaceful healing state so that you can begin to release it. This is why lemon is almost a miracle drug when it comes to detoxing, a holistic, holistic healing, lemon. It's a lot of healing power in lemon. Lemons are soft and gentle enough that they can help detox our body, but you can also take a lemon and you can take rust off of steel. That's how strong it is. So it has a nice balance to it. So that's what Miss Blue got. I know I'm rambling, but I love you guys. And, hey, this is our show, Magic Makers of 2013. So beautiful, beautiful. I hope that was helpful for you.
Okay, yes, it was, yeah. I drink a lot of water, but I wasn't using the lemon, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and take some naps. If you don't get a good night rest, I want you take a nap. Get that cucumber juice and start to drink that, because your adrenals, I can feel them as soon as I get in your body, and you don't want that to start to throw other things out of alignment with your organs and different things going on for you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get some tea. All right. Peace and love, sister.
All right.
My prayer, I'll be saying, Ansa Jasane, which that's the prayer that I say, because, when you're praising, but I say Ansa Jasane, which I'm speaking in ancient Kemet.
Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Love that. Love that. Well, you keep doing your work. It's always good to hear from you. And call me back and let me know how things are going.
I will, definitely indeed.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Okay. Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. I see there is tons of you that are still on the phone line. So I want to go ahead and give out. I know I said I was going to give out an exercise. Here's what I want you guys to do. I need you to get 75 index cards. Yes, I said it. 75. 75 index cards, because we're going to get in preparation for a lot of this energy that's out there. And on those 75 index cards, I want you to write down some positive thoughts to remind yourself. These can be things that you brought back from the temple that we went to tonight on the vision quest, the spirit quest. And what that meant to you, I want you to begin to put those reminders there. You can write affirmations on them. You can write magical statements on there. But I want you to do 75 of them, okay? And then what I want you to do after you get the 75 done, and we're going to particularly start to do this as we move closer to January the 30th all the way into February the 18th for those 19 days in that window. But I want you to begin to repeat this. I've seen this, and I thought this was amazing. 75 statements you're going to write down. And these are going to be positive statements to remind yourself in the future. And this is what you're doing. And you're also working to change those things that is within the subconscious mind. Now, here's a few things that occultists know. Any of our occultists or our ancestors, they knew that there are certain things that affect the etheric body and also our astral energy, which is also important because this energy is around us. This is why many of you, like myself, who also read energy, we can read from this field. We can read from many other fields, but this field right here also let us know what's going on many levels of you. And all of that is coming from those thoughts that you have in your conscious mind. You want to reprogram your subconscious. And so through will, imagination, and thought, those are the magical ingredients that all of the mystics and the occultists, they know. This is everything that I've been doing since I've been doing the remix that I've been helping you do. Activate those things of your will. This is why imagination is so important, and thought. And then let's not forget the magical ingredient, and that's about the feeling, your emotion. It is so key for that. Feel, speak, and think. These are some of the other reminders. But I want you to get those 75 cards, and I want you to begin to write something on every single one of those 75 cards. You can get creative. I know we got artists out there. If you want to decorate them, you can do all of that. And then I want you to take at least 3 to 5 minutes every single day once you finish, and I want you to read at least 3 of those cards, and I want you to read them out loud. Read them out loud in sets of 3 to help you, and I guarantee you, once we get into doing it, some of you will finish this early, but once we start from January 30th and we go to February 18th, you will see great transformation. And you will be creating reset points for yourself, different reset points for yourself. So I wanted to kind of throw that out there to you guys to have you step up to that challenge. I'll be doing it. I'm going to be making my children and everyone I know do it as well. And so we can have a lot of fun knowing our magic and being magic makers. So, and doing powerful things again. So let's go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 646, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Lou. This is Tiffany. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm good. I love the show. It's amazing.
Oh, thank
very, very
you. Thank you.
You are also amazing, and I missed you very much. Aww. While you were gone.
Oh, well, I
yeah.
Miss you guys too, Tiffany. Oh, my goodness. I did. I couldn't wait to come back so we could do our thing. So beautiful. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're enjoying this show and everything. So what's so for you?
Well, I guess, I mean, I was thinking about working more with Bastet energy as well as the Mother Goddess energy. And mm-hmm. I already got a cat statue, and mm-hmm. I wanted to get a mother goddess statue as well. And
okay.
I was just thinking if you had any suggestions for some things I could do with my sacral chakra,
mm-hmm.
maybe some things you do, you would recommend or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me things first, Brittany. Yeah, tell me what you're trying to activate within your sacral chakra. What is it that you're trying to accomplish? Tell me that.
Well, there's been a lot of suppression of my emotions. So
mm-hmm.
when I think now that I'm just kind of allowing my feelings to flow more, I'm getting more of the tears,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I want to definitely bring balance with that. I know that would be to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of just really want to do something like what you did with the show of the of going into the 11th and the 12th chakras, but basically
mm-hmm.
to just kind of connect with my sacral and really balance things out and activate my creativity and raise
mm-hmm.
the energy up, you know, much higher than where it is
okay.
now.
All right. Well, beautiful. I love that plan. Here's one of the things that I want you. You can work with your sacral chakra. I think that is good. You need to work with your sacral chakra, although I will tell you, yeah, you can work with your sacral chakra. We'll come back to that. But I couldn't. Never mind. Anyway, it's over me at times. But you can work with your sacral chakra. That's going to be great. You definitely want to do that. But I also want you to work with your solar plex chakra, because even though the sacral chakra is about letting emotions flow, you definitely want to let your emotions flow. But first, I want you to understand where the records of those emotions are kept, and that's in the solar plex. That's going to be in the solar plex chakra. That's why we did so much chakra work last year and the year before. If you guys noticed, it's probably not any of the chakras we did not go through. We went through every single one, and I did meditations and vision quests for all of them, different exercises. So you want to work with your solar plex chakra, because this is where self-esteem is, which is still an area that's a little challenging for you there, and willpower, you know, really activating your willpower. You're doing really, really good on that, and you want to make that area completely strong for yourself, and it's also the records of your emotions. Does that make sense? So you want to work with your solar plex chakra, and you also can work with your sacral chakra. So first, it's about knowing where all those emotions are stored, because before you can let them flow, you got to know what they are. And so here's something that you can incorporate with that, and I'm going to give you a goddess that you can begin to work with. But I want you to start, take about 5 minutes. It's almost like a little bit of free writing, but it's not. It's really going to be you tapping into your subconscious mind. I want you to set the timer. If you don't have a timer, you can always use, it always works, the microwave. Baby Blue is famous for that. She'll, she'll set the little microwave. So you can set the microwave a little, if you have a microwave or a little timer or something. I want you to set a timer. And I want you to set 3 minutes, and I want you to start out with 3 minutes a day, and I want you to just take note of every thought that's coming in. Because before you can understand where these emotions are coming from, you have to first understand what you truly are thinking. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So really just getting a handle on what we think. Because if I were to ask you right now, Tiffany, what do you think? You would tell me a whole lot of wonderful things and maybe throw in one or two things. And that may or may not be the truth. But when you're able to look at it and you're able to write it down, it sort of gives a different meaning to it. So once you can see what you're truly, truly thinking, then you can begin to understand where these emotions are coming from. And then you can be able to connect them to see where these trigger points are for you, where this energy is lying for you, where these patterns are for you, so that you can see them and begin to understand them from a different angle of life. And then you can allow them to let them flow. So, for instance, you know, maybe whenever you see a mother playing with a child that has an emotion with you, because of situations with your own mother, because of situations with your own life and things of your past. And so you can begin to create different experiences of how you take these emotions in and what they truly mean to you. But write them out so you can begin to take a look at them and see them from a very honest perspective.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So that's one of the things. And then you can go over them and you can sort of kind of alter that list and decide which things you want to let go of, which you're truly done from. And just by bringing it into your consciousness, you'll know how to alter it. So you want to know another goddess for you to begin to work with, and particularly when it comes to emotions. And one of the goddesses I'm going to tell you to work with is going to be the goddess Offset. It is her sister. It is the goddess Nephis. Why do I say Nephis or Nephis, as they say her name? Because she was the goddess who really worked on the occult side. You don't really hear a whole lot about her because she did more of her internal thinking of everything that was going on. The goddess Ostet worked on the level, and she was very expressive about everything that was going on with her husband, with her son, with her sister, with her family. She was very expressive about that. But the goddess, Nephis, is a great goddess to begin to work with when it comes to internal emotional things and really helping you to figure that out, sort of what we call magic, you know, living your life with a purpose. She was often called the mistress of the house. You know, really because she was the one who really did those internal working when it comes to dealing with our emotion and our self-esteem and also activating those things of our willpower. So I would say that's the goddess that sort of stepped forward and said, hey, I'll work with her. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the last.
Go ahead. Hello? I guess her call dropped. I don't know. Tiffany, you still there? Yeah, her call dropped. She had one more question. Wasn't sure what that was, but I believe the call dropped. I want to let you guys know I think we're about to get cut off in just a second. So here's what I want to say to you guys. It's been an amazing share tonight. The remix, we definitely will be back. Brother Panic will be back next week. A lot of great and exciting things are happening. I enjoy connecting with each and every one of you. Email me at question4blue@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Peace and love to all of you. We have such an amazing time here today. I felt all of your smiles, your love, and all the beautiful things that you guys are going through and sharing with all of us here. It's been amazing. If you like the show, you guys know what to do. Go over to Facebook. Let me know you like it. If you love the show, leave a comment. You know, go over to Facebook, leave a comment, or leave a comment here. And always remember to download, download, download. You can download this show and all of the remix shows and everyone who's been on the remix before. You can download that show. So, and hey, what can I say? It's good to be back. We're in 2013. And I love you guys. I love you guys. It's been an amazing share. I look forward to us sharing more and doing more again. Until then, you know, everybody keep doing what you do. And, yeah, because we're going to get cut off. I want to say much love, warm spirit, peace and love to all you guys out there. It is so good to be here. Me and Sister Manya are looking forward to connecting with you guys in the sessions and the readings and getting all those things back on track and up and going, and know that there ain't nothing like the remix click, you know? The magic makers of the future, now and the future. So peace and love to all of you guys out there. I love you so much. Remember, the only thing that is real is love. And so I'll see you guys back in the remix. Peace and love, everyone. Yeah, ain't nothing fresher than the click.